For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Punch Drunk Sports, everybody. Exciting week of sports. A lot of stuff going on. Joining us in studio should be one of our favorite returning guests. Guys, every time he's on the show, people seem to love it. Punch Drunk favorite, Ari Shaffir is supposed to be here. I don't know where he is or what he's doing, but you know, here we are in the studio with two people dressed to kill. They look like they're going to an art exhibit in London. We got the fight nanny, and Jason Tebow's got a pad out, and he's writing notes.
Yeah, it's a suicide note, but who didn't see this coming, Sam? Who didn't see this coming?
It's a game called How's Jason Feeling Today? We play it every week. Yesterday, I'm on International Bad Boys. He was feeling great. Today, Jay, how you feeling?
On a 1 to 10?
Yeah.
Z.
Everybody, we got a Z going on here. Well, that's exciting. Listen, if you want to bet whether Jason Tebow blows his brains out, go to bettsi.com.
The over-under on episodes I have left is 3.
Okay. I'm going to take the under. Go to bettsi.com for all your betting needs. Use Punch Drunk as your promo code. Get $10 betting cash. It does take two hours for you to get that money, so hold the fuck on. Also, go to cavemancoffee.com, cavemancoffee.com. Use Punch Drunk, our new promo code, and get that coffee, dog. Get that coffee. That coffee makes you feel good. You got teas, you got coffee. I mean, I'm sure they got cocaine for you. No, I'm sure they do. And go to punchdrunksports.com.
No, I'm sure they do.
I'm sure they do. I don't even know what's going on here. And guys, listen, a couple things, man. We're always looking for new sponsors. We're going to throw it out there. If you think you know a sponsor who wants our lucrative Punch Drunk Sports fans, the Drunk Punchers, okay, hit us up. Let us know. We'll give you a piece of the action. That's what we're doing, man. Why not? And let me tell you something about...
We'll double whatever you get for us. You get us $500, you just get $1,000 cash.
No, Jason Tebow worked that out. You can find him at his office at bedofleaves.com. Bedofleaves.com. So go there, check that out. We'll bust you off a piece. We'll bust you off a piece. I am going to be at the Tampa Improv June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. So I'm very excited about that. And then the following week, I'm at the LA Comedy Club in Las Vegas, in the Stratosphere, 2 great weeks in a row. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jason Tebow, what do you got going on?
I'll be at Chuckle Fuckers, April 33rd to April 38th. I'll be at the Wisconsin Fart Festival all of August. I'll be at Darcy's Treehouse, May 80th to the 18th. I'll be doing a 2-hour set at Suds and Duds Laundromat. And I'll be singing, this is exciting, I'll be singing the national anthem tomorrow at 7:30 on the corner of Hollywood and Wilcox. Come get your dick sucked.
Yes. Yes. You know what I've learned? Deranged Crazy Tebow is gold. Gold. Gold.
I think I might have forgot about a gig.
Okay.
Oh, I'll be at the Pumpkin Patch in Antarctica all of 2018. And, one more thing. I'll be doing a TED Talk at the Moscow School of Dance and Medicine in 2000.
I heard that Pumpkin Patch bit is really good.
Does it pay good?
Gig. Yeah, it's a good gig.
Oh, they pay your air, hotel, and all the pumpkins you can grab.
You can grab.
Where are you going to be? Where are you going to be, Jew?
Ari's going to be at the big Wisconsin Summer Fart Festival, hosting an open mic with me.
I'm going to be in Baltimore this weekend at Magoobies.
Magoobies!
Yeah, tickets at AriTheGreat.com. But I'll also be doing this right now.
What?
Shaving these pubes
not right
for that
now,
face.
Not this one. We got set up.
No, this is what's set up. I'll be gone for the next 8 months, Sam. We're
all
doing
right,
it right now.
Fucking do it.
Thank you. Thank you for not being Sam for once.
Do you have glue?
I sure do. Talk to my wardrobe people, my makeup people. Got the best glue for it.
Do you have the fucking wipes they use
no,
to get rid of the
do
glue?
It here, dude.
What do I got to do it?
No, do it over there.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it with my back to the camera.
No, that's even worse. Do it over there at the table.
All right, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair.
Don't get us sued.
What do you got right now? Pube was.
I got really nothing. I have nothing to offer. And if I did, you know I would.
I know. Candace, I assume you have nothing?
Nothing.
I was trying to get Big J in here. You know he's got
no,
a bush.
No, I wouldn't do his. That's not part of the deal.
That was not part of the deal, but I thought you rise. I thought you rise to the occasion. Okay, yeah. But he's
not
here.
Wrong.
So there's
not wrong.
Yeah,
not wrong.
Of course I thought wrong about you.
Okay, yeah, because I rise to the occasion. Because I know you do that, Ari, right? Oh, yeah, let's have everybody on the fucking sidewalk come over here and shave their fucking nuts and put it on your face. Rise to the occasion.
Our guest, Boonshakalaka, now that's a guy that probably has a fucking forest.
Oh, he's got a bush. I bet it's, like, coiffed. I bet it's got, like, not, like, white in it, but, like, white streaks, like that guy from Sopranos. Just, like, a big, thick white streak.
Like Blaze.
Tebow, as bad as you feel.
Pube blades.
You know, I just want to say something,
Pube beard.
I just want to say something. And it's all nuts, Ari. No asshole.
No asshole.
That is not in the bet.
That is no asshole.
That's a whole different thing, especially with your asshole.
You want to go where the bet was, by the way, again? Just so everybody knows.
No, the fact that you're willing to take the bet and, like, and you find pleasure in the fact that a team got decimated by fucking...
Does that sound
Turn
on
this
camera?
Camera off. I don't want to be on camera.
Yes, Sam.
No!
Already.
My career's fucked. I'm done. I'm moving home.
What were you saying as bad as what? Hey, can I move with you?
I'm so
let's go to Cortland.
Done. I'm so fucking done.
Oh, I'm way more done than you.
Okay, so you're more done than me.
Yeah, so let's go
so
somewhere crazy.
I'm dead, you're more dead.
Yeah, let's go somewhere crazy.
Well, that's got a nice...
I'm just saying welcome to the bottom. What were you saying? As bad as I feel something.
As bad as you feel right now where you are,
I'm about to put
fucking pubes.
See, that is a good point.
That's not bad.
That is a good point. You're a good bag of bets.
It's not nearly as bad. I've done weirder. So let's just get this fucking over.
Yeah, this one, even though it's...
Yeah, man, I'm in the process.
It sounds bad. It's way worse.
But I think the fart funnel was worse than this thing.
I think
the
cum rag's way worse.
I think fart funnel's worse, too.
I'm gonna do a bag of bets again. I'm done. I'm out. I'm out of bag of bets.
You'll do it when you're sure, not when you're just betting on your team.
Ari, listen to me, dude. Ari, you got fucking lucky, okay?
Really lucky.
I got lucky that they went out in the first round rather than in the Golden State round, which would have been a push.
That's a good pile he has. Yeah.
All over. And your carpet.
Move, I want to switch you. I want to be on camera. Do it. Move.
Wait. Don't make air.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't.
Wow. Well, that sound that you're hearing is unfortunately Ari, who's got the body. He does, like Nick said it best. Ari's naked body looks like a melting candle.
You don't want videos
of it.
No. But Sam, of course you should be on camera.
No.
What's best for the show? To have some fun thing not be shown or be shown? I guess it's not be shown.
Thank you.
I think this stuff helps.
Helps what?
Our ratings, for sure.
And Ari can do whatever he wants. He shows his asshole every week. He's so successful. Maybe you just need to show your asshole somewhere.
Can I have a show? Hey, one time.
It's working for Ari.
Sam, I will tell you this. If you didn't want to do, if Big J came in, you didn't want to do it, I'd be like, yeah, you don't have to do it. But I will tell you this. The bet was really that you do it on the show for 2 hours. You have it on the show. If I were me, I would for sure. I would argue against Big J putting it on me.
Careful, dude.
Help me out, then.
No! God. I almost didn't come in today because I want to
Aaron, you missed
shotgun.
Them all in studio.
Thank you. Sam, why don't you come over where Tebow's sitting?
No, I'm going to sit right here.
Okay. So we'll just not have anyone
just give
see.
Give me the thing. I'll do it, dude.
Aaron
I'll,
can just, adjust
give
it.
Me the bag, too. Just hand me the bag.
Oh, my
Look
God.
Look at you.
You're a tornado.
You suck. Give me the bag. What's the bag? All right? Just give me the bag.
Give me your phones.
Sam, I got everything to make
dude,
it a fun
I
bed.
Know
I, got
what we're doing.
I got remover.
I've done this before.
Oh, you okay. got remover?
Did you put pubes on
yeah, you're holding
before?
Remover.
Is
so
remover?
You do this. You put this on there, yeah. right? And then you put the pubes right here.
I got them in my
put
hand.
Put the pubes right here.
Can I have some too?
No. Put the pubes right there.
They're going to get lost in that
no,
thing.
No, they're not, dude.
They're in my hand right now.
Floor.
They're in my hand, which is going onto your face. They're in the spot they're supposed to be. On my hand, ready to butt on your face.
Pubes on my face.
You're crazy not to have this on camera, by the way.
I want some pubes on my face.
You're making the wrong decision not having this on camera. Creatively, you're making the wrong decision, Sam.
Yeah.
They would
for sure.
be on camera had you not moved.
Yeah, it's your fucking fault.
Yeah, had you not been knocking it into camera, you Jew. Hey, can I glue some pubes
what
onto
are
my
doing,
teeth?
Dude, I don't trust you.
What am I going to do?
Maybe
put
Sam will
more
be
pubes on your face? There's nothing in my hands except pubes, which is pretty bad.
Can all right, go.
That?
Put it on.
Hey, just to make this, just to make Sam feel safe,
don't put
can
it
I?
In my mouth. Don't put it in my mouth.
I'm not. Just to make Sam feel safe, can I eat some of your pubes?
You need some, actually, you need some more glue. You need to put it on there, man.
No.
Oh,
no, it smells.
It's all right. It's just not come on.
You're wrong about
lay
that.
It there. It's all falling off. You got to lay it on there. You got to really lay it on there.
Why does your hand smell like asshole?
What? When's the last time you washed your hands?
Yeah, put it on there.
I am.
It looks good, Sam.
Stop.
No one knows what it is.
Stop.
Let me put the glue on you so you can just sit there.
Oh, my God. It just looks like you don't know how to trim your hair.
I can't even see him from here.
Stop.
But I am jealous that I don't have any of his fucking pubes all over me.
You can share.
You only have
get
to leave
my mouth.
Wow, this so I'll give more of a play-by-play for the audio. Sam looks like kind of like a werewolf right when the clouds parted and he just kind of started to turn. Where he would like turn to whatever fucking cunt he's walking in the woods with like a with and just go.
Why are you joking? Did you swallow some hair?
His hands smell like asshole. That's even worse than Eric.
Ah, that's
you.
The worst part.
Ari, when's the last time you washed your hands?
Wash them today.
Well, yeah, he washed them today, and then he touched his disgusting fucking AIDS-infested cock.
I washed
this
that
is
with...
enough, dude. Just do it.
I'm doing it.
He just got like a pube pile. And Ari just keeps ripping off pieces of pubes from a pile of pubes that he's just shaved like a snowball of hair. and now we got half a beard, ladies and gentlemen. And Sam will always remember the Los Angeles Clippers for this moment.
Lean back to the green shirt.
This will be a moment in Sam Tripoli's Clipper history. The time he had to wear a Jew beard. A Jew pube beard, by the way.
A Jew.
Hey, can we do the reverse of this? And then, all right, you got to shave your beard, and then I use it as pubes?
Yeah, it's okay. You'll be good. Oh, yeah.
This hold for on. 2 hours.
Almost done. Almost
tickling
done.
Your lovely
back. Back.
It looks so good.
So it doesn't get on your shirt. Like, tilt the head back.
What are you doing?
Glue on there.
He's yep, he's glue, and he kind of looks like he looks like every shitty substitute teacher that shows up to English class. Like they just call him in at 6 a.m. Like, hey, Dave, you finally got another gig. Get it together, Dave! Take a quick swig of booze and then hit the English class! Everything's coming up, Dave! Wow. He's really going for the fucking see ever coop over here.
Stop moving. Please, stop moving.
Oh, come on!
Okay, stop moving just for a second. Damn.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is why the bag of bets is the most dangerous thing in podcasting. Hey, kids.
All right, Sam, I'm almost done.
Wow, that is a fucking, that's a real, he's got, now you got a move I like to call the Wolverine, a.k.a. Hugh Jackman.
You look
great. Hey, what's up with Pube Jackman? Pube Jackman!
My mouth is full of your dick pubes.
No, it's not. You're good. You're
It's just pew pubes, but.
Wow. Don't touch it. Don't touch it, Sam.
I'm trying to keep it out of my mouth.
Just accept whatever happens right now. It's fine.
That looks great. Keep it on the whole time?
Yeah, no, 2 hours. 2 hours.
Come on, like 30 minutes.
It just looks like a beard. No,
you do it for the episode. It just looks like a beard. You're doing great, man. You're doing great.
Look how great you look.
Sam, compartmentalize. Tune it out. You're doing great.
It's a great look for you.
Little Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln. Hey, Abraham Lincoln.
This might be the worst thing.
Look how good you look.
I also would have accepted Abraham Merkin.
Abraham Merkin, okay.
Why is your nut hair gray? Are you dying?
I'm getting a little older. Some of it's gray.
I feel like you got other people's nuts hair, too.
No, he just did it live.
Aaron, do you want to contribute to this?
No! It's hurt my face.
By the way, I went out of my way. The guy was like, do you want remover? And I was like, yeah, I'll get remover, too.
But I need to get, little... anyways, dude, this can't last the whole show.
It's no, you're doing
sticking.
Great.
I can't... I get it. I'm doing great. I get that. I get that.
You actually did come... Put together a good beard.
I know.
Thanks. Thanks. His right side is better than his left side, but it's all pretty good.
This is
pretty
horrible.
It's going to dry. You'll forget all about
it.
It's already dry.
It's amazing. Did we put the shot of piss in there?
Oh, yeah. Come on, dude. I'm not doing any more.
Shot of your own piss, right?
I'm not going to do that.
That's the only one I want to drink piss, out of this show.
No, we get to pick whose piss hair we do.
No, not piss hair.
Who's piss here?
Oh, here. Okay.
We do. Sure. You can actually pick somebody else.
Oh, you can't.
Well, that's
okay.
Retarded because you guys are both going to pick the fight nanny, and yeah. I'm going to pick Aaron, Ari, and Sam's.
I'm going to pick my own.
Yeah.
What fight nanny? She's got all sorts of chlamydia.
I would pick yours too.
Thank you. Really?
Yeah.
Aaron, whose would you pick? If you couldn't pick your own, whose piss would you drink here?
Or you could also go mystery piss.
Mystery piss, piss out of a box.
Which
yeah.
is really just cum.
This is the worst day of my life.
Let's talk about the NBA playoffs as long as we're on the topic.
I tell you what.
This is the worst day of my life.
I glue pubes to my face, and it's an improvement to my day.
That's your way of getting around alcoholism?
Uh-huh.
I can smell the alcohol.
In my mouth. Can I have my...
You just pulled it out of your teeth.
I can't do this for the whole 2 hours.
Yes, you can. You're awesome.
No,
man.
Dude. It's
rise to
it's
the occasion.
Cool.
It's two in a row that you've
I'm
going to
do
occasion.
A half an hour. That's enough.
You look so
That's
good.
Enough.
Dude, we wanted a week.
No, nobody wanted
nobody
a week.
Nobody said that.
Nobody
we
said
did
a
say
week.
All day. We did say
nobody
all
said
day.
A week.
And then we said, let's just do the just for the show. Just
nobody
the show.
Said a week.
We did say a day.
Nobody said a week.
Nobody said a week. I'll give you that. But we did say all day. We did say 24 hours.
No, nobody said that
yes,
either.
Yes, we did. And we said that was
dude,
too much.
It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah,
okay? I did it. I'm going to do it for half an hour. We'll talk UFC.
Can we get a picture together?
No, we can't.
Why? Yeah. Just together.
No picture. Yeah.
You need it.
We should do the picture right now with that.
Yes.
No. No,
yes.
I don't want to do this.
For the Instagram. Wait. Let's get Tebow in. Get Tebow in.
Someone taking them without me.
Oh, my God. I haven't taken any yet. Oh, Ari looks so cute and happy.
My career is dead.
No,
you've killed it.
This is great.
This is great.
I love how Sam hosts a show with strippers and porn stars for 5 years, but he goes, this is going to hold me back at Viacom.
No, you're totally right.
Yes.
My career is already dead.
Love the bag of bets. I love the bag of bets.
You got so
the best thing
lucky.
Is that we make the bet before knowing what the stakes are.
Yeah.
You have to
yeah,
say,
that's the
I'm
hook.
Sure.
It's hurting
sure.
my face.
That's always been.
It's starting
hook.
To tighten.
Yeah, it'll tighten, but it's okay, dude. I had prosthetics on all last week. It'll tighten a little bit, but you're totally good. I asked a professional. Makeup people. Should I use Elmer's glue? They're going, no,
vote?
That's terrible for your skin.
Can we vote if I could do it for the first hour? Can we just vote on that?
I vote
what
no.
Were the,
I vote
what were the stiff, what were the things? The...
He wears it for the entire episode. That was the bet.
It's pretty much a no-brainer then.
Yeah.
I lost the bet, dude. Fuck you, Clippers. I don't know how much
Anthony
longer.
Johnson said this is what happens when you root for the LA Clippers.
Oh, the Clippers. The LA Clippers. There's their new mascot.
Oh, it's getting in my mouth.
So, can I just say this?
Can we vote 1 hour?
I vote all 2 hours.
It was the Tebow. Whole show.
It was the bet is whole show.
The whole show.
Okay, I'm asking to make an amendment.
We all
come on, man.
Show.
I mean, if it starts getting crazy uncomfortable, we can broach the subject.
It is. I'm
now.
There. I'm there. Crazy
well,
uncomfortable.
No, no, no. You haven't even begun.
5 minutes in.
Of course, it's going to be uncomfortable.
1 hour in. I'm saying 1 hour in.
Let's talk about it at an hour in.
We'll talk. Yeah, we'll at 1:25. Then we'll say. How's it going, Sam?
Okay.
Yeah.
But you can't bring it up until then.
What? Who are you to make fucking rules?
Oh, shit.
Just take fucking pictures.
You
go back to getting
asked.
Fucked on the side of the road by a trucker.
All right, dude, I'm out.
So let's talk about Toronto Raptors. It looks like what I'm saying might be coming true. If they can get past the first two rounds, they could go all the way.
Dude,
and
they're both 2-2. Everything's 2-2.
No?
Yeah.
Wait, did Golden State win?
No. No, Golden State is down 2-1.
Oh, 2-1 and 2-2. That's right. Golden State plays today, right? Today?
Yeah. If Golden State doesn't win in Oklahoma City, which doesn't look like they will, they're fucked.
Oh, yeah.
Is it 2-2-1-1-1 or 2-3-2?
2-2-1-1-1.
I mean, they're fucked. I assume they lose this, go back to Golden State. Golden State wins once 3-2.
And they would have been better off having Draymond Green kicked out of that game because they ended up losing anyways. Get him kicked out. Then everybody's like, even Steven, and you come back. Now Oklahoma is going to be even more pissed.
Is he suspended or not?
No.
Now they shouldn't suspend him. What do you guys think? I don't think that was intentional.
100% was intentional.
Was intentional?
Yes.
Going up for a shot and kicking him in the dick?
It looked intentional.
Dude.
From some angles.
Dude, if you actually watch it.
Who jumps like that?
Because he flailed for a foul call. Leg up.
Dude, he looked right down at his crotch. They have a still of him staring at his crotch as he's kicking. Dude, what he did was he goes up and he's Draymond Green, bad guy, bad boy, and he fucking hit a wall. And he couldn't move and he got pissed and he flailed his leg. He already hit him in the nuts before.
He got the foul call, though, didn't he, Draymond Green?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's why he shot two shots.
He walked away and he fucking high-fived, instantly walked away and high-fived like, yeah, I got the foul call. I don't think he even saw that he kicked him in the dick.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. You say he did it on purpose. What would you say, Teve?
I've watched it.
It's fun to
probably
watch.
15, 20 times.
It's fun to watch
from
for sure.
Multiple angles.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that there's at least 70% malice behind that. I mean, I don't think he's super wound up and was like, I'm going to kick him in the dick. I think when he kind of jumped and saw his leg was in between his legs, he was kind of like,
raise it up a little.
You know, it's like if you're pushing with someone, you give him one of those.
Yeah.
This shit is stuck on, dude. It is really stuck.
That's why I got you the remover.
I think he should have been kicked out. Now, a lot of people are comparing it to like this when the Phoenix Suns in 2007 had two of their players kicked out, Amari Stoudemire and one other person, because Robert Horry hip-checked Steve Nash into the basically the
stands.
Future.
No, the future into the scores table.
Yeah.
And Amari Stoudemire just walked out onto the court, and they suspended him for a game. And that changed the series. This is the same thing.
But that's not just walking on the court. They had very specific rules in the wake of.
Yeah, but nobody actually got touched. This guy karate kicked.
Yeah, but their
karate kick kicked is nuts.
But their rules are all about the fights on the court, and they said very clearly, if anyone leaves the bench in any sort of altercation, you will be suspended. They knew the rules. It's not about like the actual what he did. Anyway. I think it's a great series.
I think he did it on purpose.
I do too.
You don't.
I the first angle I saw, I go,
who
no way.
Who jumps like that?
He flailed for a foul call. When you look at his arms too, his arms go like way off to the right and left. He's looking. That's what people do.
Yeah,
when
but
they
he
flail.
Flails, he throws, and then he kicks. Watch it. Bring it up. Somebody do something.
You weren't asking.
I've got pubes in my fingers.
I got pubes on my face. Wah!
You're right. I got my own pubes on my fingers. You got someone else's.
It's
pubes
not
on your
that
face.
Bad. It's I've done weirder shit. You know, but I just like it's hurting. It's starting like to harden.
Yeah,
and it's itching, and I'd like to clean my face.
Yeah,
it looks like your chest hair though. Like you can't even tell the difference. You have long chest hair.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. I'll tell my children, Grandpa, why do you have Jew fur on your face? Well, back in the day, Grandpa decided to grow his face out. That's all a legend that those were pubes.
Grandpa made a lot of money suing the Spirit Glue Company. It said it was temporary.
Yeah. All right, dude. At some point, I'm just going to go clean it. I just got to be honest with you guys.
I'm going to give you guys one.
Can I tell you something before you clean it? And I swear I'm not joking. It makes you look wise, and I like it. You look like you know something now. You look like a kind of guy that I'm like, oh, wow, let me sit down. This physicist is about to tell me some shit.
Do I look like Gandalf in his bachelor days?
No, you look more
just
like
banging witch ass?
You look like more one of those guys that always on like TV talking about black holes. And I ain't talking about your brother's strip club.
That'd be a great name for
black strip hole, club. An all black strip club.
Welcome to the black hole, ladies.
Not even light can escape the gravity of this fucking pig.
All right, what is your take? Oh yeah, let's get. I want to get into your take on the Michael Faverman stuff. What do you think?
Wants to watch this?
Here's what I think. Here's what I think.
Too late.
And if any comics are listening, this is for you and for Sam.
That looks on purpose.
You'll get in trouble.
All right, it's official. Fight me. Well, it's purpose.
If it's 3-1, I'll say, I'll go with you guys.
I say
I don't want to believe it. I like that guy, so maybe it's that.
I think he's great too, but I think that they're struggling, and they didn't think they were going to struggle. This is the worst day of my
life.
Okay,
I'm showing a lot of commercials. Okay, here we go.
That's not the angle.
It keeps showing different angles.
Yeah, that's...
That one's kind of
see,
like,
he turns away instantly. He doesn't even, like, follow through or anything. So here, you want to talk about, what was everybody doing on their cell phones?
Oh, I'm just looking at me. Everybody's taking pictures.
That's
it's
great,
over.
Man.
It's officially
you're a star.
Over. It's officially
you're
over.
He's going to make it.
Yeah. He's going to make it. Oh, God.
Did you ever hear Bill Burr's bit about, like, I don't want to do this, I might become president? It's like, what are you, you're fucking 47, you've never held any office, you're divorced, your kids hate you, what do you mean you're going to become president?
I had a bit
president?
Like that. It's like, hey, no pictures. I don't want anyone to know. It's like, you're my Coke dealer. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you're doing great. Here's my thing about that. Comics, it's coming for all of us. E-rage is coming for all of us. It will. Someone will say something out of context. Ralphie's was hilarious. You know about Ralphie's?
I'm shocked I haven't. I just have nothing to lose.
But yeah.
You know what I mean? If I had anything to lose, it would be over.
Nah, they'll come for you. If you
Tebow, if you I have like something to lose.
I have like three friends left. That's it.
Tebow.
You two and like... Maybe my sister. That's all I could lose.
If you had something to lose, you would have lost it by now. With half the shit you are, you say on this
That's
podcast.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
If I had a show, so free. If I had anything,
you
if
work
I had anything.
So free. You could work so free.
Anybody can just be like, hey, let's get this guy's clothes. He's calling women cunts. Let's take his clothes.
Go on.
Big deal.
But here's the deal. They don't want an apology. They don't want to educate anyone on what you did wrong, what they felt you did wrong. It's just, let's try to hurt someone. It's a mob. It'll come for all of us. Here's the only way to handle it. It's like you caught a cold. You can't say it's not fair. You just get some rest and get out of there. Do not ever tweet back to any of them. Do not mention it. Your own fans find out about it if you start arguing with them. Just ignore it and it will go away. Justified or not. It will go away. Half the time, it's completely ridiculous. The other half the time, it's like, yeah, maybe you did something that angered people, but still, the response is way too much for it. Like, let's get you fired. Like, what? What are you talking about, fired? So just ignore it. Take the hits. It's not fair. And then it'll go away. But do not respond. Every time, it feeds on response. Like a fire feeds on oxygen.
And it burns away. And it burns away.
Yeah.
And the worst thing that you can do,
you
like
might lose
you're saying,
some money, but
is
so be it.
Engage because here's what these fucking
it's not a
internet
debate.
Police
it's not a
want
debate.
To do.
They're already angry as shit.
They want to be attached, but they want to be the one that's like, I broke this story. Yeah. I want to be attached to this fucking famous world. And I want to take somebody down in order to be famous for 15 minutes.
Those who can't blog and bitch, that's my opinion. And they sit there and all they're trying to do is get people to hear them out. You know, when the, I got a little fucking Jew hair in my mouth. The Daniel Tosh thing came out.
Daniel
I would
Tosh.
Go through all the Twitter stuff. Yeah. And you kept seeing these people going, I hope the mainstream media picks this up and they want to interview me. You know, it's all about just trying
they
to sell
to
a book.
Me.
Interview him about his outrage.
Okay, yeah. Remember when Chappelle got in trouble for his UCB? He was talking about transsexuals at UCB.
I don't remember that.
Somebody wrote a blog saying it was really upset. It really bothered me. Anyway. I was talking to my friend Nick, and he was like, yeah, I was there that night, actually, and I was sitting next to the girl who wrote the article, and she was laughing hysterically. And the next day, she goes, I see an inn to be able to say I was really hurt by this. She was laughing hysterically, and then she writes a thing how it really hurts her. because they're waiting for a chance to be famous themselves.
Yeah, that's the whole TMZ Chelsea Handler and it's all the ones- fucking thing. That's all they were. On TMZ, you watch them. They're all trying to get their own shows as they shit on winners. And then I love everybody who was on Chelsea. A lot of them are my friends. But you, those people, and I would have done it.
That's what Whitney always said. Whitney was like, I won't shit on celebrities. They're people I aspire to be. Why am I shitting on them? I'll make other jokes, which I liked.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's always these, you ever see these fucking internet.
I gotta watch this, dude. My face is starting to hurt. No, dude, it's starting to hurt.
No.
It's starting to hurt.
You see this?
I'm doing it at one. If you guys want to kick me off the show after that,
I had that shit on. I had that shit on for five.
I'm telling you, if you want me off the show after I go and watch this at one, I am fine with that.
Sam.
If this is my last day, I'm punch drunk. I'm fine with that.
I'm getting it off of my face at 12:59. You want me off the show? Stop me from washing my face.
You're not doing it for 25 minutes out of 2 hours.
No way,
Sam.
Dude, we started at 2. You walked in at 2:10.
We started at 12.
And I've been had this fucking shit beard on me.
Since 12:15.
Yeah,
it's a dick beard, not a shit beard.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
But shit beard is a good
Sam, calm
bag
down.
Of balls.
You're making it through the 2 hours.
Shit beard.
I am not, Ari.
You have spirit glue,
I am not.
Which is made for gluing shit to people's
That's
faces.
That's fine. If you guys don't want me on the show anymore, I respect that. I'm getting these periods. They go in my mouth every time I try to talk. Oklahoma City Thunder or whatever.
Sam, I did everything I should do. Stop it.
I'm doing
Stop
it
being
too.
A baby.
No. I'm not being a baby.
Yes, you are.
I can't even
you
yell
can
at
go
you.
Go 120
I keep
minutes.
Getting your pubes in my mouth.
It's great, man. Great radio.
Fuck you.
You understand how much better our show is than anything on the radio because of this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why won't anybody listen to us?
Here's what I say. What Sam?
Why don't we get bigger?
What Sam pointed out to
Aaron, who's funnier than us?
I can think of a few people. Number one, Axl Del Rose.
What Sam said on Twitter about our Facebook about other comics turning on it, that's like, you're right. What'd you say?
There's a special place in hell.
For comics who instantly go, just turn on other comics.
Yeah. But just like
Especially when it comes to actual stand-up comedy. When they go, I didn't think it was funny either, but that's like your defense. Like, shut up, man. Just say, like, why do you have to even say that part, too?
Dude, I will defend you to say anything you want so I can say whatever I want.
Yeah.
Even if I don't agree with you, I will defend your right to say it. And even if it's the darkest shit out there. It's so hard, dude. It's so hard to talk.
There's an element of...
I can't so talk. Fine. I'm just sit here and smile like Abraham Lincoln right before the bull.
Abraham, did you just shit your pants?
No.
Oh,
this was
it. Must
topic.
Be your must be your pussy. Abraham Merkin.
Yeah, these people turn on each other. It's fucking ridiculous. Yeah, Daniel Tosh, all these people. It's just like shut up already.
Well,
Ralphie May.
God, sorry.
Ralphie May had one where it's like he did a bit about how Dancing with Wolves. Should not have beaten the Oscar. Should not have beaten Goodfellas for the Oscar. And he goes, ridiculous. And he goes, these fucking Indians. They come in. They take everything. They've overstepped their boundaries.
They take our casinos.
Indians.
They're taking all my booze.
Yeah. He did a bit like that. And then he goes, look, Dancing with Wolves is a good movie, but it was no Goodfellas. Somebody took that, chopped off the ends, so they just had the part about him shitting on Indians.
Mm.
And they go, this is ridiculous. There's no excuse for this. And then people find out, like, no, it's a movie. It's a joke about the Oscars. And people go, still. We're still so angry.
Yeah. They're idiots.
They're idiots, and it's senseless, and you cannot fight it. You cannot get through to them. I've tried so many times where it's like, let me be realistic. Don't be argumentative. And just be like, actually, here's what I meant. They don't want to hear you.
No, they want sound bites, and they want to cut. They were like, okay, that's good.
I've said this before, dude. People want credit for oppression they never went through.
Oh, for sure.
You know? They want this thing. Like, it was talking about it on my last CD. Like, girls are like fucking, oh, my God, 50 years ago, we couldn't vote. It's like you're 20 and you don't vote now.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Oh, shit.
You have all the fucking opportunity in the world. You can decide whether you want a career or you just want to get knocked up and have babies. There's so many fucking options for you. You fuck the right dick, you jump. Into a fucking other tax bracket. Being a chick, and don't take this wrong, being a chick is really the easiest way to move up and down the social ladders.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's my theory about peasant pussy. I've talked about this before. Peasant pussy. There's chicks who don't realize they're fucking peasants, but because they look good in a fucking jeans and they're hot, they think they're on Kobe Bryant's level or they should be backstage with YouTube. There's some girl who turned down Bono.
whose bottle's like, hey, baby, would you like to go? Like, no, thank you. It's like, you're a fucking peasant. Not that you gotta fuck everybody, but there's this notion because you're hot in jeans that you're on the same level as these guys who've actually achieved something.
Dude, if you ever watch any of those Real Housewives shows, they're all broke bitches from broken homes that met some rich dude.
Yeah.
And fucked them for fucking 10 years and got a divorce.
And it's just all fucking crazy.
And they act like, man, my life is so chaotic.
Really, cunt? The notion.
Chaos, cunt!
That it is okay to get pregnant by a rich guy to have a baby to get money, and it's okay.
It's okay.
It's unfucking believable. But if you say it to a room full of half women, you will get fucking silent.
If you're a rich guy and you knock up a woman and she's like, I need child support, you should give her 25 grand in child support a year. Enough to feed the baby.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. And that's why nobody's getting married anymore. People don't want anybody to get married. Because the fucking laws are so whacked. It's so one-sided.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't get married. At some point you realize, oh, this is a shitty deal. I'm not going to do this anymore.
Well, yeah. Then if you can't even raw dog anymore.
You just fart, Aaron?
Aaron, what was that? make that sound again, Aaron, real quick. Can we hear it? Nope, that wasn't it.
That's not the sound. Sam's got a point. That's a different sound.
That wasn't it, Aaron. How bad did you just rip your
and
pants?
And then he just went like this as if he like pushed it at us. That thing was you waving it off, airing out your cubicle.
Aaron dropped so much acid, knocked the fucking pubes off my face.
Aaron dropped a diarrhea, baby.
Had a long night last night. No. What was it, Mexican night?
We denied it too. No.
Tebow, what are you taking notes of?
I'm just fucking jotting down some, you know, futuristic topics, guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's hear some.
Well, I haven't done it yet.
Okay.
Yeah, he had a bullet point. That's all he has written. So far.
Real quick.
Bullet point.
Can we hear from the caller real quick? You're on with Fuckface and Super Fuckface.
You're on with Punch Drunk. Caller, let me hear you.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, welcome.
Hey, I just want to. Hey, I'm in the middle of work right now, so I got to make it real quick. But how do you think about this BJ Penn thing? I haven't been listening, so I don't know if you talked about it already. But,
no, not yet.
He should have retired 5 years ago. And now with the doping, and he said he didn't know the rules and all this and that.
He said it was an IV, and he didn't know IV was a problem or something like that. I just read that.
Right. It's only been banned for a year. Sorry.
So you can't have an IV for 365 days a year?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You can't have an IV what?
Ever. And
ever.
He didn't know that.
You're not allowed to rehydrate through an IV.
He did it in March, and he was talking about it in an interview, and he said he didn't know that it was banned always.
Clear. It was always banned, or it was banned for a year?
Always.
Always. You can't do it.
No, the ban just came in last summer.
The ban just came in last summer. I mean, clearly, if he's talking about it in an interview, he doesn't know.
Right. That's, yeah.
I mean, I'll take his word for it. If we found out about it from him.
Is that his fault for not knowing, or is that the UFC's fault for not making everything clear?
I mean, here's the deal. They have the same shit in, like, football sometimes with new rules, with, like, new, like, kickoff rules. And people are like, oh, I didn't know you couldn't hit, like, between the, you know, the not horse collar was pretty, like, pretty famous one. But, like, everything else, sometimes, like, yeah, I didn't know that was a change in rules. Nobody reads the whole rule book every year. These are just players. And BJ Penn is half retired, wasn't paying attention to new fucking doping laws. And then he's like, yeah, I don't know. I just kept going. Business as usual. I don't pay attention. If some comedy club tells me, you got to be there an hour before, you didn't read the email? I'm like, no, I didn't read the email.
Yeah.
Why would I read the email? I already know how to do comedy.
If that's such an important new thing, you should really go out of your way to make sure. You should make me sign something that says, you understand this new rule, right?
Yeah. And not sign like 10 things at once. Like really sign. Like somebody should call him. Like, hey, listen, I got to talk to you about the rules. Hey, pay attention to me. And listen, that's what he should do. I believe him. And it's kind of silly.
I find it ridiculous.
I believe him, too. I believe him, too. I'm just saying, is it his fault for being dumb, or is it the UFC's fault for not telling anybody that this is all?
It's the UFC's fault.
We heard about it as you can't use it to rehydrate after a weight cut.
Yeah, I'd say it's UFC's fault for being dumb, because at this point, he was like, I've been fighting for fucking over a decade, and I think I know how things are done. You got to get through to people. I do the same thing on my show.
Why is the logic of never using an IV?
Yeah, what? It's not like, obviously, man, you can't use an IV.
Yeah,
it's like, what do you mean? I always did.
They say that IVs can be used to mask other drugs.
Yeah, but if I, okay, once I take the test before, and then I take the test right after the fight, and I clear both of them, why can't I take an IV? And if I'm fighting in 3 months, why can't I do an IV for a month out, and then 2 months before the fight, I stop an IV?
No, I agree. I'm with you guys on that.
Hey, where's
one last
the logic?
Question. Did Sam interrupt a bit to take this call?
No, you're doing great, man. Good call.
Good call.
Do you think he's going to... Okay.
That's a good hang-up.
Well done. Well done.
That was a good call.
That was a good call.
He put us on a
subject.
Here's
my point. I don't want to talk about 90 other things. I want to ask this question. I'll chime into what you say. Then I'm going
to
go out with the
zinger. Put us on a subject. Absolutely. Now, if it's this, where it's like, it can be masked to you, it can be used to mask other drugs.
Why are you saying mask? Because I got a pube beard on, you fucking asshole?
Then the thing is, though, BJ Penn, he's never had any steroid thing, has he?
No.
So then you're like talking about like you're going to punish this guy because other people use it, not to get ahead, but to cover up other shit they're doing. And it's like, hey, man, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, right.
I'm clean. I've always been clean. This is one of the things I use. It's not being used for performance enhancing. It might be used to cover up something else. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, but if you're, I know. But
it's like taking away people's knives on the airplane. It's like, I'm not going to do anything with it.
Okay, that's a weird. That was a weird stretch. Okay, I don't know where you're going with that one.
Yeah, I don't know either. That was not the best metaphor.
So Colin Cowherd the other day on his radio show says he has inside information, and he's right about a lot of shit.
Okay,
he says he has inside information. Is it hard to take this serious when
I'm looking at you sometimes?
I feel like I'm on some 60 minutes.
It's
like,
starting to look real to me. Yeah.
It's starting to look real.
You just look really smart.
You look pretty good, man.
20 more minutes, so go. So enjoy it.
Colin Cowherd.
September 17th and 18th, he said that Mayweather will fight McGregor.
September 17th, 18th?
He said he's heard it through his sources on the inside. That's definitely going to happen September 17th or 18th.
Okay.
In that weekend.
Dana White says no way, but Dana White has in the past said ultimate statements that aren't true. Tito Ortiz will never fight in the UFC again. That was the first one I remember. And then, of course, he did lots of times.
No women will ever fight in the UFC.
Yeah, sure. He says this all the time. And he's a good promoter that way. He says no. So, you know what? Let's discount it because he does promote shit a lot.
If the UFC, if Mayweather goes to UFC.
What are they going to do? Straight boxing or
yeah,
mixed?
And he's going to get murdered. But he's going to get the best.
Who's going to get murdered?
Conor McGregor.
He's going to get murdered. Yeah,
murdered. I mean, the only reason.
This is like the best sixth grade basketball player going like, I want to go up against Kobe Bryant. I don't care what you've been. You're just not at that level of what that is.
Yeah, I mean.
Dodds and cleared out his own division.
Here's the thing. Well, he's smart as fuck. Get all the money before you
can. This is money, 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 money. This is all.
Listen,
this is money.
If there's a pot, this is going to be a huge fight. Even though people think it's going to be a complete murder, they'll watch it because it's a freak show, right?
So. Yeah.
Let's say Mayweather offers him $50 million to fight, which is the biggest, 50 times bigger payday he's ever gotten in the UFC, right?
Boxing paydays are bigger.
So he's going to take it. And if they go to the UFC, I'll give you guys $50 million too. And you don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. What do they make per fight, per UFC card after they pay out everybody? Can't be much more than that, dude. Can't be much more.
So what do you mean? Pay them and then have it as a UFC?
No, have it as a Mayweather.
HBO boxing.
Yeah. Right. Why not?
I mean, they might say, Conor, you're out of the UFC then. It'd be like, fine.
No,
you never want me to fight again? Then I'll go to Bellator. I'll make so much more money.
And they won't do that because you know what? This is the best way for them to make easy cash. And, dude, it doesn't take one of his MMA fights off his contract. They still have him for five more.
And the Diaz fight's not going to happen, huh? Diaz is saying no now?
He's saying no now. He wants more money.
Yeah, he couldn't
get...
Because he's like, he canceled me before. You got to fucking pay me more, man.
I told you this before, and you disagreed with me.
Yeah.
That my theory was...
You look wise now, so now let's really...
Okay. As Gandalf the White Wizard's early years, okay, I have some insight. And I said before, they never wanted him to fight Nick Diaz, and they took this as an out. And he even said in this interview that if he has one more loss, if he gets another loss right now, he's fucking done. And he knew
what do you mean, Connor?
Connor said
If he rematched Diaz and lost, then he's done?
He would be done. That hit the hype train's done.
Oh, the
he
hype train's done. The hype train's done, for sure.
Yeah, which is the whole point of this
thing is selling
things through this hype train.
I disagree a little bit because I think if he lost to Diaz again, the hype train would be a lot done. 4 months later, he goes back to 145 and he goes, now I'm taking my belt back. There'll be a lot more hype again.
Okay, well, your opinion, and I can see that, and I agree with that. Cotter's own mouth was like, if I lose again, it's going to ruin my hype. And you know, if he's thinking that, the UFC's thinking that.
For sure.
And they don't want to fucking lose another fucking...
I think he really pulled out of that fight because he realized his training is not going well. I cannot do jiu-jitsu in fucking 6 months. It's going to take 3 years. There's a hole in my game that everyone sees right now, and they'll just keep hurting me on it.
He really thinks
especially if he keeps talking shit about going to 155 and 170. I mean, he can't. There's two people at 145 he probably can't beat.
He already beat Aldo and he already beat Frankie Edgar.
I do not think he beat
he
him again.
He beat both of them.
He didn't beat Frankie Edgar.
He's never fought Edgar.
No, he didn't beat Frankie Edgar.
That's who he needs.
Didn't beat Frankie Edgar. And the Mendez thing was, I'm saying Mendez.
I think Mendez was a good camp. And I think Aldo, I think that could be a good fight again.
Healthy Mendez.
It's not like he beat his ass for three straight rounds.
Healthy Mendez, who's trained and has gas, continues to lay on top of Conor McGregor for round after round like he did in the first two rounds.
I think this $50 million is get it while you can.
Sure, sure. Absolutely, I think
that. I'm not hating on that.
Get it while you can.
I'm not hating on that.
I have none.
Do you think, in the end of this, Conor McGregor, 15 years from now, looking back, is going to go down as one of the most overrated fighters in UFC history?
Yes.
Yep. A champion, sure, but no title defenses?
And quite possibly Rousey.
Rousey, I would think that too.
She's
6-1. Her whole career in the UFC is 6-1, and she's fought people who don't know yet how to fight.
Yeah. Here's how much legitimacy I give this Mayweather Conor McGregor thing. You know what it is, and I agree with you, Sam, where it's like, get your $50 million. This is Shaq just doing Shazam or whatever his movie was.
Yeah.
This is Shaq's rap album.
Yeah, imagine
this. This is another $20 million on some other circus shit that's not really what he does, but why not? Let me strike while the iron's hot with my brand.
Yeah, and imagine the NBA saying,
this is Mr. T cereal.
And imagine NBA saying, no, Shaq, you can't do Shazam.
Yeah.
Kazam, whatever it
is.
That's exactly what this is.
They'd
be like, fuck you, that's not your thing right now.
Yeah. They're going to let the fight happen. There's too much money in it.
What about or he'll just be like, fine, then I'm going. I mean, they might sue him, but he's like, sue me all you want. I'll hold you up in court while I'm having this fight.
Ultimately here, the UFC's problem isn't, oh, you can't go fight. They're like, how are we going to get a cut of this?
That's what it is.
That's all this is.
Game of Thrones shit.
This is, they're just like, okay, yeah, you're obviously going to go get your $50 million.
On the door!
And you're the first one. That scene was 40 minutes too long. Jesus Christ, we got to watch this retard flailing around on the ground. But that was a cool episode. Anyways.
My face.
Their
hurts.
Whole thing is, what's our cut?
What's our cut, yeah.
If he came out and he's like, hey, I'm not going to be in 200. I'm going to fight Mayweather for $100 million. And Dana White, I'm giving the UFC $50 million of that. And then I'll fight fucking Diaz. We wouldn't even be hearing about this.
Well, the UFC also right now is not looking up for making money. They're looking to sell. So this is one of those things where it's like, we want these fucking commodities so we can sell the UFC.
And he is a huge brand.
They're trying to unload the whole thing or just pieces.
Well, they'll do
it what MySpace did. They'll do it what Hardwick did with NerdMelt, where it's like, I'll maintain 50%, 30%, and that'll go down every year. Because you have to still have these people run it, otherwise it won't be any good. So it's like, we'll buy out half you guys, the other half in like 5 years after this.
And he's smart. He knows what he's doing. He knows he's a big
commodity.
Where does
they want to sell piece? What they do is they sell pieces when they go into regions. Because I think they've learned that with Pride, when they bought Pride, this country just was a whole, it just rejected the brand almost. They didn't have it. They couldn't get any legs going. So I think what they learned is get a local company from the nation that has inns everywhere, throw their name on the company, and now it's like, you know, Ching Chao presents the UFC, and now you have locals whose interest is to protect the brand instead of like getting fucked over like they did in Japan. Tivo, what's that look?
I just like that beard.
If we really like it, don't get rid of it.
I can't go much longer.
Yes, you can, Sam.
Guys, how long has Punch Drunk been going? 5 years
why
or six?
Why would you quit because of this?
Because I gotta wash my face.
It's been going four and a half years too long.
4.5 years too long.
It's not burning. It's made for gluing stuff to people's faces.
It's just tightening.
That's good.
No, it's not good.
Tighten up your wrinkles.
No. The problem with don't get her started on calling us all old again. The problem with
I didn't call anybody old. That was him.
Him, McGregor doing that, bouncing right now, is equivalent to David Stern trying to like sell a piece of the NBA to China, and Michael Jordan goes, I'm out, I'm playing baseball.
Oh, right.
And the investor's like, whoa, 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 that's a huge part of what we wanted to buy was this guy's marketability.
Yeah.
And he knows that. And Conor McGregor fully well knows, you guys are in this transaction, you need my fucking whatever he has,
that's a good point.
Marketability to sell this shit, and you're fucking with me? Okay, I'm out. I'm going to go box. I'm going to go play in the NBA.
Yeah. Rogan thinks they lost. He got in a pissing contest with the UFC and lost.
Who did? McGregor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think,
I think
I'm not going to do the things like, well, then you're off the card. He goes, you ain't going to put me off this card. This is a big moneymaker for you. And they go, Guess what? We already called the press conference. You're off the card, and you're not coming back.
Well, he kind of said that in the interview.
Yeah, you can tell he said that. Yeah.
He said, like, I thought I could get them.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, he that kind of blew up in my face. Yeah. And
he said it was a joke, that tweet.
It wasn't a joke. They didn't go off that off a joke. No, the joke was also retire me. But that was past the point where he said, I'm not coming to your press conference.
Right.
He already missed the press conference. And I go, well, then you're fucked. You're off.
Dana and Connor want to do 202 in August, though. So how could he fight August and September?
Well, the biggest thing is, like,
Nate's the one that said
they say they're going to lose a ton of money on 200. That no matter what they do, they're going to lose it. Because they're putting so many people on it.
Who's on the card right now? What's the card?
It's good, but they're going to lose money without Connor is what they're saying.
Okay, fine. Annie, just do your job and look up the card.
I'm looking it up. But they want to do 202 in August, Ari.
All right, dude. I'm almost done.
But Nate said no because of the money.
Because the money's not good enough? Sam, off your phone.
Yeah, because they're offering Connor way more, so he's like, I'm not going to do it then.
Yeah, he's like, I'm the one who shows up. I won. I show up.
Yeah.
Fuck him. We should make even money.
Cormier Jones.
Yeah.
Jose Aldo. Great. Frankie Edgar.
For the title.
For the interim
Interim.
Why don't they just strip him and say it's for the title?
Because they lose money if they do that.
What is this
interim
shit? Dude, some
people like... They did that with John Jones. They do it with everybody. If you're a big enough name, it's an interim title. If you're not, we're going to take it from you.
How will they lose? How will they lose? I mean, is John Jones, was that a strip or was that interim title for Cormier?
That was.
He has the interim belt right now, John Jones.
John Jones has the interim belt
because Cormier got, but he got fully stripped when he got the drunk driving thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Fully stripped.
Yeah. Yep. And then the one time What's-His-Face couldn't fight, they gave the title back to John Jones.
The interim thing is like, I don't know, you keep getting injured, man. Look at Sam now. It's hanging off him.
That looks good.
It hurts. Let me take it off.
Sam, stop it.
I'm doing it for 1 hour.
Be a man.
An hour would be 30 more minutes.
The bet was 2 hours, Sam.
Yeah, you have 30 more minutes.
Just fucking go through with it.
30 more minutes.
Just go through with it.
Dude, I'm doing it, Ari.
I know.
We've gotten the laughs, the pictures. Everybody's like, Abraham Lincoln.
Do you know how much abuse you're getting on Twitter if you take it off early?
No, none. Because
are you crazy?
No, the fact that I had to sit here for 5 minutes and smell your asshole hands as you put this on, that wasn't part of the bet.
We didn't see that coming. You are right.
Okay? I could have put it on myself. I let you and your asshole hands fucking put pubes on my face.
It went way faster when I did it. No, asshole hands. I just showered.
No, they
I showered
smelled
for
like
you.
Asshole.
You
they
touching
did.
The
they
steering did. Wheel.
I don't even... Yeah, keep... Then why are you rubbing your asshole on your steering wheel?
Question, Tebow.
Why does your steering wheel smell like asshole?
I've rubbed my asshole on my steering wheel a lot.
He never washes his hands either. Remember he told us that? Remember he wipes and then he starts typing and then he itches his face?
Yeah, it's just uncomfortable, dude. It's just un-fucking-comfortable.
That's the only one I want on a podcast. Usually I wash my hands.
Do you want to know the rest? Misha Tate, Amanda Nunes for the belt also.
Misha, okay, that's a belt. Cormier Jones.
So there's three belts.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. Here's what I'm saying. Why not just strip Connor and then when he goes back to 145, if he does, it'll be for the title. I don't see why you have to keep an interim and a title holder. It's just like silly. You're not gonna fight for over a year. Well, then you got to abandon this.
Stupid. It's stupid.
Yeah, give it back. Remember when what's his name did that? He took his WCB belt and he fucking threw it in the garbage.
Oh, they do it all the time.
And
so, belt gets thrown away in boxing once a week on television.
Really?
Once a week, someone's like, "See this? Fuck this!" And then Larry can come pick up my trash and have it. They always say the same thing. Okay, we can't agree on money. Call the press conference because I can defend this title, the WBC title, for their $1.5 million. Or I can go fight Ari, who everybody wants me to fight, for $18 million.
Right, right, right.
And they're like, well, if you don't fight for this, you can take the belt.
You're not a title holder. It's like, then fuck your title. What's a title? You know who I am?
There's 70 belts in every weight division.
And also, like, they already won the title. So you can say, like, you're not a champion anymore. It's like, sure. Okay, I'm not a champion anymore based on no losses. Okay, fine.
I hate my life.
There are like five belts that matter in each boxing weight class. And then there's another 12 that really don't.
I can't.
Sam, here's what I did for you. I showered. I got you the right facial hair glue. And I bought you a remover.
My face
I went
is
out of the way.
I'm getting lightheaded. I can't breathe. Okay? It's
I wore this shit over my entire beard and face for fucking 8 hours. Two different times last week.
Right.
4 hours in makeup.
How much money was there involved?
Plenty, Sam.
Okay.
But it's not about the pain. I did it way longer than you're doing it. Way more and way longer.
You put too much on.
I did not put too. They covered me in it.
I just want to let you two know that when you guys are down and out and you're looking for a fucking...
I'm always down and out!
Hell yeah, I'm never going to fucking help you.
Hell yeah, Sam. That's the attitude I'm looking for.
We could have agreed on an hour. I would have been there for you. You got backup. Never.
I did agree on an hour. You have 30 more. You have
no, you. She agreed on
it. I let you out of the gay porn bet.
What?
You didn't watch a two-hour gay porn.
I did, too.
No, you didn't. I had to keep looking up clips on YouTube
porn. Yeah, that's way worse,
that's not
dude.
Two-hour gay porn.
That's 2 hours of fucking going...
With breaks, and I gotta stop to look shit up.
Oh, stop, Tebow. That's total bullshit. Everybody agreed. I fulfilled my 2 hours of hardcore gay pornography, okay? You haven't watched Whitney anymore.
I was gonna say, when is that coming up?
Hold on 1 second. While Sam has the conch face.
I have a proposal.
Yes. No!
He wants to make amends, too.
He wants to make a proposal. Let's hear
the proposal. I don't have a proposal.
Let's hear him
I'm
out.
Terrible at making amends.
Okay, proposal.
I'm going to pull two things out of the bag of bets right now.
Yeah?
If by next Tuesday I haven't watched Whitney, I have to do both of these things live on the show.
Hold on a second. Let me put this in the book.
You don't get to vote.
Hold on. Let me put this in the book.
I think she does.
If he hasn't watched... two straight seasons of Whitney by a week from today?
I mean, that's, yeah.
Then he has to do two bag of betses. Sam, your attention, please.
Yes.
Close that up for an hour, really.
Yes.
How do you feel about that, Sam?
If he doesn't do it by Tuesday, he has to do two bag of bets.
Will you, at that point, will you forgive him for the fucking 3 years, by the way, that you haven't done this goddamn bet?
Yeah, that show's been off TV for a while.
Will you stop shitting on him at that point?
I don't shit on him.
I do. I'm saying,
Sam does. I don't think anybody does.
I do. It's fucking shitty you haven't done it yet. I beat you fair and square in golf.
I agree.
I crushed you with a 7-iron and up.
Okay.
Sam, what was the bet you lost on bowling?
I had watched 2 hours of hardcore gay porn.
That was from bowling?
Yes. On ecstasy and boner pills, and then we've manipulated it a little bit.
By next Tuesday. Now, if you haven't watched it by next Tuesday, and we do the two bag of bets, you still got to watch the fucking Whitney.
Sure.
I think he has to periscope it, too.
I think he should have to periscope it. Do you have the capabilities to set that up so you can periscope
it? So I would just be watching on my computer and periscoping on my phone for 18 straight hours?
Yeah, so you have your phone plugged in, Wi-Fi preferably, so you don't kill yourself on data, so you can't use your phone at all during that time. So it's watching you watch Whitney.
For whatever it is, 20 straight
it's
hours.
It's not that
you
many
come
hours.
To my house
they're
22
minute episodes, and there's like 10 per season.
No, there's not
there's
10
like
per season.
There's like 28 per season.
There's 22 per season.
Oh.
Yeah, 44 really, at 20 minute episodes in a row.
NBC
no,
really
no
got behind
eating,
it.
No eating, no sleeping, no
NBC
nothing.
Really got behind
sleep?
That.
You can
no, you, and you can eat a sandwich while you're watching,
yeah.
For sure.
You could take a break,
you have
go
a
grab
whole
some,
week.
Come back.
No, I have to do it all in a row,
oh,
nonstop.
Yeah.
Straight.
No.
How's that even possible?
Two days. Oh, one day, one another day.
Yeah.
One season, one day.
You got to go through all of it.
So 13 hours, 13 hours.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, get the bag
periscope
of bets.
On you.
Bag
of
bets.
If you can stop farting for a second, Aaron, and hang me with
Christ.
The bag of bets. You've never farted. Okay. By the way, how hard do people
Wait,
deny farting after they deny?
Jason has
oh,
it.
Jason's got it. Hold on. Let me pick out for once. I never pick out. Have we
because I took it a couple weeks ago because I was said I was going to go through and clean
Wait,
it out.
Have we put in shot of urine yet?
Yeah, shot of urine's in there.
Okay. Was there anything else that we wanted to add before we do this?
I think what we should do is pour it out in here and we shake it.
Okay, sure. Let's do that. Did we go through any of the suggestions and add those in? If you guys see suggestions,
I've done a few of them, but that's what I was going. No, that's what I was going to do. I was just going to do that this week.
We could go through these right now.
What? Online?
Like, what do we got in there? What do we want to take out?
No. I mean the ones we've gotten online from people.
I'm just saying that's boring content of us going through and...
People love hearing that.
No,
shit.
But when we do find one, publicly put it in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Most of them are like, oh, you got to lick Artie's taint. It's like nobody wants to do
I love
that.
When they go way too far.
You got to fucking jerk off in front of Tebow's mom. You're like, I don't want to do any of that.
Did you see the one where I peg one of you live on camera?
Oh,
I
would watch that.
I was
one.
Like, you guys are
one.
Crazy.
Sam?
I'm going to let the fight nanny pick.
No, it's our bet. She was okay. I wanted to hear when it happened.
All right. And then I will go here.
Two greens.
Oh, those are two old ones.
Two greens.
All right.
Those are two really old
you
ones.
You
want to
read first or should
you
I?
You go first.
These are probably ones we've already done.
a Playboy-like photo spread of 5 pics.
I've already done that, but I'll do it again.
We added make a calendar.
Nah, dude, he's already done that
throw
one.
Throw this out.
And so we already did this one, too.
You can throw that pic in it.
Oh, Jesus. What's wrong with your dick? It looks cut off on the side.
Here, go again.
Must be bad if Ari's saying your dick is ugly.
Shut the fuck up. Cut her mic.
Shit on me twice.
Ari said it first, and I repeated it.
Ripped up?
Yeah, I ripped him up.
This is trash?
Yeah, trash.
We already did this one.
What is that
trash?
One?
Jerk off during the episode.
Yeah, okay, now hold on. What we did say is we would take some of the sexual ones and add Viagra to it and then put it back in.
But I mean...
Do you not like that
jerk off during the episode. No porn. Have to make eye contact. We already did that, and it's just...
It's weird for everybody else.
Yeah, it's weird.
Ditch that one.
Nobody really.
All three of us have to agree to ditch it,
okay,
though.
Okay, here, give it to me.
And if you don't, I got it right here. I got a trash pile right here. And if you don't agree,
I've got a good one.
All right.
If one person doesn't agree to ditch it, you have to sell to us why we should keep it.
You want to read, Sam, or you got one?
Go.
You have to be a homeless person until you've made $20. And then you don't even keep the $20. You have to give that money to a homeless person. So you have to beg.
You have to be on the street with a sign begging for money. And once you get $20, you have to give it to a homeless person.
Can I suggest a street corner? The left-hand turn line on Santa Monica going up La Siena towards Sunset. If you're coming from west to east.
That's a terrible idea.
Why? I've seen people
there
before.
Can you make a sign?
You're trying to hit
the sign. You got to wear.
Because they're stuck in the turn lane.
You want to be Hollywood Boulevard with all the foot traffic.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to be bye-bye Kimmel.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good point.
Can we make his sign? Can we make the sign he's got to hold?
You'll be out there for 12 hours if you fucking.
Can we make his sign?
Quick. Yeah, okay. Hollywood foot. Yeah, you're right. You don't have to just cars. My fault.
A Laker tattoo on the upper.
Oh, shit.
On a. Oh,
fuck. I didn't even know about that one.
A Laker.
That would have killed me.
Hannah tattoo.
Oh my God. When did we put that one in? I would have died on that. If I got that, I would be so frightened.
I think it's like a Hannah fake tattoo.
A Laker tattoo on the upper neck for a week.
Okay.
No turtlenecks.
Okay. A rub on tattoo for a week. But how are you going to, for a week, how are you going to keep it on? You got to buy like 10 of them and keep applying it.
And whatever. I'm sure it's doable.
We can get rid of it.
No, I don't mind that one. I thought that was going to be a real tattoo.
No, that'd be horrible.
I would not agree to that. I would not agree to getting a Laker tattoo.
You would just have to fucking, after the week is up, you'd have to change it into something else.
I have to cover it.
Do you accept that one?
Change it into a giant cock.
Or do we want another one?
Oh.
I'll take that one and we put it in, but then I'll tear it up after this.
Do you accept that challenge?
Yes, I do.
No, it's a bag of bets. It's not bad.
So we got to find, is there a temporary tattoo place so you could do that?
Or maybe I'll just watch Whitney and not have to do it.
Yeah, right, maybe.
Yeah, all right, we've been talking about it.
All right, you're right. I'm going to Google it. I'll Google tattoo places right now.
We'll rip this up.
Yeah, we don't want to do that anymore. You can't add Viagra to that.
Viagra. maybe you want to get the tattoo on your dick.
For this one, for the homeless thing, should we make it add Viagra? Add Viagra, make it $40 and then put it back in?
Dude, I'd be hard during. I'm going to be hard during that thing anyway.
But we should have to make his sign.
Yeah, I'd say it'd be way more fun.
If we can make his sign, he has to hold up.
Yeah, I'm a shitty host of a radio show.
It's got to be someone that's going to lure in money. I don't want it to look like, hey, I lost a bet and I got to do this. It's like, I'll suck your cock for a dollar.
Oh, that'd be way more fun.
I'll blow
fill my asshole with cum. I need a buck.
Or give me a buck, either way. Either fill my asshole with cum or give me a dollar that can get me on my way to getting a full asshole full of cum.
Need a dollar for cum.
$1 bareback in here. Get it while it's hot.
Need $20 for bullets.
That's fun. We got to film some of that from far away.
Oh, I wish you got the tranny one. That's why I'm never going to do a bag of bets again. The walking down tranny style? Fuck that.
What is that? Oh, NBA peel tattoos. Walmart. There we go. Where are you going, Sam?
I just thrown out that.
Oh, okay. So what are we doing with this one? Are we putting it back in? Are we adding shit to it and putting it back in?
You could raise that. Even if you just raise it to 40, I think it's good.
No, okay. Just keep it like that normal.
Just keep
40's it. 40's a lot. 40's but, just like.
But here's what he said. When we have a bag of bets once we've already done it, we got to raise the stakes and put it back in. To do it again the same way is kind of like we already did that. Like, okay. Dildo corn is like, we already did that.
Okay. In a thong.
Oh.
In a thong.
At least Speedo. Speedo.
Speedo. Speedo or thong.
I like that.
I like it, but what else is there?
What do you mean, what else is there?
Beg for $20 wearing a fucking Speedo only. Speedo and shoes.
What about
shirtless.
What
dude.
About we combine?
I'm trying to make money.
Wait, shirt, Speedo, and then no pants?
No. What about we combine two different things? What about we call...
Watch Whitney while you're begging for
$20? Nope. Diaper, dildo corn, $20, homeless.
Wear a diaper while you're...
And dildo corn.
That's too much. I don't even know where that dildo is.
Have we not gotten the diaper one again? That's still in the hat, right? Mm-hmm. Wear a diaper for fucking, what is it, 24
now
straight hours?
Now it's 48 hours.
48 hours.
Oh, dude.
I can't believe I did that.
Bet again. I'm never doing it again.
That was a good one.
Those
wear a diaper.
Those are awful. You can only... This is fine. Like a diaper
that,
for
to...
2 days?
So what are we gonna add? What are we gonna make with
I'm
this homeless thing?
Ever again.
I mean, I'm cool with even just adding it to. See, that's a that. I'm glad I didn't get that one.
Nutella on taint. Let angry cobras lick it off. Come on, man. This
what?
Is not.
Wait,
you
Who's
just put this in.
Now?
He just put this in.
No, what that was in it? There.
Nutella on your taint. Let angry cobras lick it off. Come on. That's...
What not, are you doing?
I never agreed to that, and that's not a real
Let's
thing.
Let's read some of these.
I mean, what about this bet? Because you can't do this without that one. Anger some cobras.
Should we read some of these and see what's in there?
Timo's made this a thousand way to die.
Fuck. 48-hour Hitler mustache now with 5 public tweets. That's a good one.
I'm leaving in 20 minutes.
No, Sam, stop. You're going through the whole thing because you're a fucking warrior and you're a goddamn man, Sam.
I'm
and I won't accept
I'm
anything less from you than a man.
You're leaving or you're washing your face?
I'm going to go wash my face.
Sam, the bet was due for the episode. It was less than the episode already.
My face hurts.
You're good, Sam. Stop it.
This is that bet right there.
What'd you just sneak in there?
That one.
What?
The pew bet.
Okay.
This is a good one. Loser has to take the SATs and post their results.
Oh, that is a good one.
I'm not doing
That's a good one.
I'm so dumb. I'm not doing
that. Me too, dude.
I'm
going to get so much lower than I got. And they made the new SATs.
I studied so hard.
That make everybody just get 200 points higher. I'll still get lower than what I got.
Yeah. I don't even know what I got. I took the ACTs because that's the dumb person one.
Should we read this? We got to make more back of it.
Oh, this one's good. I like this one. We never get this one. The other two people get to write the third person's opening joke, and they have to use that to open every set for a month.
Not a month.
That's what it says.
Here's a decent one. The two other guys get to throw an entire box of Snap each entire box each of Snap Pops at the other guy's birthday.
I wish I got that. That doesn't even hurt.
Really?
Nah, it's just scary. Oh.
Scary.
Must take 5 pictures with gay go-go dancers at a gay bar.
I do that every weekend.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Tear it up. Wait, hold on. Tear it up? Leave it in.
I said leave it in.
Okay. Yeah, not all of them should be the worst thing ever.
It puts me in a bar. I wish I got that one. Donut time, dress like a tranny. We got that one.
That's great. And that's the worst one.
Creatively black cock bomb yourself 3 times in 24 hours.
Take a shot of your own piss.
Yep, good one.
This is horrible.
No phone for 48 hours.
That's...
Make a terrible $20 bet on BetDSI. Worst underdog of the next day.
Oh, I like that.
What's worst underdog of the next
Whatever
day?
Whatever the biggest...
The biggest line is?
Yeah, tomorrow.
The women's Colgate team beating University of Connecticut.
You have to bet $20 on that.
And you get
what
it
if you
win?
Win.
Then you get it.
Okay.
Donate the money to alcohol rehabilitation.
I need to get this off my face. I really do.
Callers, if you got a good bag of bets, fucking...
This is so dumb.
Call in right now if you got a good bag of bets.
323-282-7424.
323 on Skype, ATC Studios, Hollywood.
I'm having an allergic reaction.
This bet is so old, it's from when we all used to love each other.
I'm dying.
What?
You don't have any redness or hives or anything. I call bluff.
For such a pretty girl, you're an evil bitch.
Go to yoga.
That's why I fit in here.
On Viagra.
What?
Go to yoga on Viagra.
That's pretty crazy.
Now, let me put this in here right
now.
That
would be so uncomfortable.
We're going to do an hour and 15 minute
for
yoga?
Everyone.
What kind of yoga are we doing? Hour
take
15?
A yoga class.
I know, but what level? They have half hour classes. I say no.
No, they don't have half. Where
do
they
a hot yoga class so everyone can be real uncomfortable.
Do a hot yoga.
He's so worked up.
Hot yoga is hard to just get through, by the way.
Yeah, it's
no, hot yoga. I've been doing it.
I did it once with Jeff Ross, and the hot yoga was like, I got to go outside for a second.
Hey,
Jeff,
we got
Ross
a caller. Bag of bets with T-Bone and Sam's. Why I'm still here, because I'm about to quit the show. Go on.
Hey, Sam, how you doing, man?
Not good, dude. I got fucking Ari's dick flakes on my face.
I haven't been listening, so what have you been talking about?
Bag of bets a lot. Bag of bets a lot. We talked about BJ Penn a little bit, a little bit of NBA.
Any thoughts on bag of bets?
You have any good bag of bets for us?
Any good ones that are realistic, not like shove a fist up our ass or anything like that?
No, I had two things I wanted to ask about.
Hold on one second, caller. This is a great one. Make a three-page script of a gay porno, kissing aloud. Fondling chest, butt is allowed, dick from the gay guy to us. No, not dick from the gay guy to us. You just added that.
No, I didn't.
You totally did.
We voted on it.
By the way, can we go real quick? When was the last time, Jason, you made a bag of bets? When was your last bag of bets?
Did I win?
No, did.
He did make it against a caller with the fly swatter.
I've done every one except for Whitney. Every single one.
No, but when was the last time you did it?
You made a bet.
Oh, I won?
Did
a bag of bets?
Made a bag of bets.
The fly swatter one that Ari and I won.
Which was
like
when?
Years ago.
No, it wasn't. No, he still has to come pay it off.
6 months ago, man.
This guy knows. 6 months it's been since you made a fucking bag of bets.
You want me to do one right now?
No, you gotta have a moment.
Pick a game. Pick a game today. Me and Sam, bag of bets right now.
I know, I just did it. I don't know if he knows this. I'm paying one off. Go with this guy.
I've paid off more than anybody, and I've made more than anybody.
I got my nipple pierced.
Dude, I watched gay porn, and I took a fart, and I got goddamn pubes on my face.
I was really thinking of backing out of the nipple piercing. I was outside the place.
I have the perfect one for tea.
Let's hear it.
Well, it can't be just for tea.
Loser has to not drink alcohol for 2 weeks.
I'll do it right now.
It could be for any one of you guys, but I was listening to J.J. Redick on Katie Nolan's podcast, and he's a big watch fan. So Loser would have to tweet a picture of their watch that they got from the store where Ari bought his belt.
Oh, okay.
J.J. Redick.
Send that to Redick?
Yeah.
And tell him that it's a watch? Like, hey, check out my new watch.
I'm down with that.
And it's a dick pic?
Guys, let's just do that right now.
No shit.
Yeah, that's not a good bag of bets. Let's do that.
What do I lose in that?
I'm not interested in sending clippers, even though they fucked me. Dick pics.
Yeah, J.J. Redick, if he was more on fire, he would have been fine.
100%. Please trade him.
You don't like him, huh?
No.
Oh, that's not a good bag of bets. That is a good fun thing to do. We should just do
that. One more, dude.
It really hurts. What do you think asking for mercy.
You're only 4 minutes away.
45 minutes away.
Oh,
you could
do the whole episode. 43
minutes away. You're good, Sam. You just asked a baseball question. Oh, what's the question? Baseball?
Aaron's like, please answer.
What do you think about Aroldis Chapman on the Yankees?
Aroldis Chapman? What's the question about him?
What is your opinion of him?
I think he's amazing. Now that he's helped.
The only thing faster than a Aroldis Chapman pitch is the time that Sam walked out on the show.
Dude, this guy is.
I don't know if he hung up on him. If he has learning
disabilities. Did he hang up on us?
Or
oh.
Yeah.
Hey, dude.
I mean, that was a screech.
He's a listener, and like we appreciate it.
We do appreciate listeners. First time, last time caller, long time listener.
Guys, I wrote a couple bits last night. I want to run by you.
No.
It just, you couldn't hear his voice, too. It was just like.
I'm going to go get this off.
No, Sam, you're almost there.
We got a caller.
Caller, you're on the air with Abraham Pueblin and
Abraham, Fight Nanny. Abraham Merkin and the Fight Nanny.
209?
209 in the house.
Yeah, buddy.
What's up?
I just wanted to say what up, guys. You guys are always killing it, but you guys have been off the hook lately, and I really appreciate all the great entertainment, man. I go out and see you guys. I went and seen Sam at the Punchline a couple months ago, but I wanted to call Teeb. We need you to come out, bro. Sacramento punchline, bro. It'd be perfect for you.
Dude,
you'd
you
love to see you out there, man.
You should come see me at Dave's House of Lies every fifth Sunday of February.
Dude, you know what?
I don't need to go to any AA meetings. I'm sorry, sir.
I'm going to get you in the Fresno, dude.
No, you're not.
What?
No, you're not.
Watch me.
I'm right there.
All right. What if I do it?
Yeah, you guys will kill it. I tweet all the time to the punchline right here in Sac for you guys to come out just to show some love, but I appreciate all you guys' effort, everything out there. I do have one question for you guys, though. Ari, when are you going to be able to put Sam on the show?
Good question. Sam on my storytelling show?
Yeah,
oh. Well, that's not as bad.
Damn, he hung up before I could tell him I'll be at Chuckle Fuckers April 33rd through the 38th.
Chuckle Fuckers.
Right?
My face hurts.
There was a waitress at the Cellar, and I was like, who's upstairs? She goes, a bunch of Chuckle Fuckers. And I went up there, and I was like, there's like six dudes up there. And she goes, oh, I don't know. I just learned the word Chuckle Fuckers. I wanted to use it.
Hey, you're on with Punch Drunk. What's up?
Sam's defeated now. The fumes are getting in his nose. Yeah, how do you feel about the Sam's pube beard? You're on the air with Punch Drunk Sports.
I think he kind of looks like a sexier Abraham Lincoln. I don't know.
Thank you. I'll take
if you guys
it.
Agree with that.
If it's a name.
Yeah, I mean, Abraham Lincoln was one of the sexiest presidents. So,
yeah,
according to who?
Lincoln. That's what you got
fuckable
right there.
Presidents Illustrated.
Sexy. Sexy artistic portraits.
I have a bag of bets for you guys.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here we go.
Well, I think that the loser has to sit on a gay gentleman's lap the entire show.
No, I kind of want to get away from
gay.
Everything being gay.
Yeah,
I don't
true.
Have a problem with gay people. Yeah.
All right. But I went to the Fighter and the Kid show for you guys to do some recon.
Okay,
oh,
let's
nice,
know.
Nice. Where are the weaknesses? Where are the holes?
All right, well, at the Gramercy, their weaknesses are both of them have very shitty hair issues.
What do you mean?
Talon's losing his, and he's very sensitive, so he's a little baby about it.
Got
and
that?
And Job is also a super baby about his super parted, shiny-ass hair.
Maybe we can put some, like, take Brendan's Rogaine, not Brendan's Rogaine, hold on, Callan's Rogaine and Brendan's hair gel.
Acid
in it, yes!
Acid in their hair gel.
Acid in hair gel.
And then,
good.
let them
do their work
guys.
For us.
Wait, we got to be quieter on Nanny because she'll tell him.
You can't tell him.
I don't know how to contact
him. You'll tweet it at him. You'll
traitor ass.
Hold on. That's
red
so
coat.
Interesting. That
she
means
would.
She tried.
Yep.
She tried to contact him.
If I could contact him, I would throw all of you under the bus.
No, I wouldn't.
It's amazing everybody loves to fight Nanny, yet she's just got one
turn
foot out
coat.
The door.
Turncoat.
It's her fourth favorite
like,
podcast is the one she's on.
She's like Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas, just ready to do a solo album
solo.
So fucking quickly.
Natalie Merchant ass.
No,
fuck you.
No, I'm not.
Caller, go ahead. What were you saying?
There's a part two. Sorry, guys.
That's all right.
No, you're doing great.
So
by
love,
the way, hold on. You're blowing away the last caller. You're crushing it based on the last caller.
Last caller's crying to his mom who lives upstairs.
Okay, go ahead.
And for Jason's three-tier fighting system towards them, I don't think that's the best way to do it.
Thank you.
Okay. Some strategic.
But I do think that they're weak mentally, so if you broke them with some kind of saw-type material, like, scene, and then, like, hit the key in Ari's asshole, like, I think you got a winner.
What about the first tier still being a part of it, though, where Sam just softens them up with his face and they're
not. I don't think that'll work. I don't think that'll work.
I think that works, but then
what?
I think I think Brendan's got a little gay tendency, so instead of like getting punched in the face, you use Sam and Fight Nanny as bait to get into the trap.
Hold on,
I'm worried that Fight Nanny's wearing a wire.
Take off
your
take off your clothes, Fight Nanny.
Pull your pants down and bend over.
She's definitely not hiding under her boobs, but
let me look into that asshole and make sure nothing's up there.
Search with your tongue, Sam. So get in there with your tongue to make sure.
I feel something. I think it's either a wire or her soul. Let me keep digging.
Give me the plumbing snake.
But then Shab's been doing comedy in the beginning of all the shows, so I think
how's
that you
go?
Guys
how's,
are doing how, fight.
Wait, how's that going?
You guys know I paid Shab's to watch did. The show at the comedy
it,
store.
It's just like a 10-minute story of like how he's kind of gay, and it's all right.
And was Callan do an hour?
Then he comes out, and then they do like an hour and a half.
So hold on,
yeah.
How long does Callan do?
He acts like he's lost and getting coffee, right? Is he still doing that?
He just kind of just walks in and then does a spinning heel kick. Like, all right, that's impressive.
And then they just
talk about their show.
Yeah.
Hold on, so Brandon opens with stand-up. Yeah. Then how long of stand-up does Kalen do?
Then they play a movie that's like 20 minutes long, and then they play a bunch of skits.
Does
and
Kalen
then they
do stand-up?
No.
And none? Then
they, no,
just
Alan
together.
Doesn't.
They riff the whole time.
So it's like their live show. They do the show, but in front of an audience.
Yeah.
Is that what their show's like? There's podcast, I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a live podcast.
Cool. I'm surprised Kalen doesn't do stand-up.
I mean, if you're doing a live podcast, on one level, it's like, yeah, don't do stand-up. We can see you stand-up anytime. This is the show.
He kind of, like, sneaks it in.
It's weird that Brennan's doing the stand-up, though.
It is weird.
Yeah.
They're probably like, we got to teach you to do it sometime.
Yeah.
So this might be a good time just to open with it.
Yeah, sure. Learn it now and then.
See, I paid for the show to get info for us, too, guys.
Oh, well, thank you.
Way to add money to their
receipt?
Pocket. Yeah, why don't you go buy fucking Caveman Coffee off their website? You fucking whore. You traitor whore.
I use our Amazon link
Cut
every
her mic.
Day.
How many punch
I buy Amazon
shirts
every
do you
day.
Own? How many
You've
punch
never
shirts?
Given
We're
getting
like $30
how
in
many,
Amazon
how
links,
many,
by the way.
Can I answer that?
Hold Iron on. And Kids shirts have
I
they given
I paid $500 for the last punch drunk shirt, so don't even go there.
How many? How many?
It's been a while since I've had a punch drunk shirt.
You know, we
I didn't even get one.
What?
No, I did the deposit and I didn't get a shirt.
Well, that's
we'll give you one.
It's on you.
So can I have a shirt?
Totally. Yeah. What do you want? What do you want? Why would I lie?
You lost money by doing by that?
Listen, we get about $30 to $40 a month off Amazon. I tend to put that in to
give me that. Give me that.
Spelling to.
Oh, you got
I use our Amazon link every day.
Yeah, but we get like 10 cents off that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you buy Fire in the Kid shirts with it. You go to Amazon and buy a shitload of Fire in the Kid.
No, they have their own website. If we had merch, I would buy all of it. What is
you, why would you buy merch to show your... What are you guys all writing?
Well, before I was on it.
What is that? Is that our
is
new
that
shirt?
For sale?
Oh, wait!
Is that for sale?
Is that our new shirt?
Ari, I have your shirt in my car. Sure. I have to give it to you. The homoerotic one.
What do you mean?
Remember that we got a few months ago?
My face
a few
is
weeks
hurting.
Ago?
We made a homoerotic shirt?
No, the fan that sent it to us, Cody.
Oh, yeah.
I have yours in my car. I have to give it to you.
Hell yeah. Here's your new Punch Drunk shirt. Thanks for the $500.
Yeah. Can you and sign it too so I can sign it on, sell it on eBay? It.
Yeah, we can all sign it.
I'm not
let me sell it on eBay. Like, Ari should first.
Oh, dude. Okay, dude. I got, honestly.
Sam,
Ari,
stop.
I'm fine.
You're so
I'm
close,
fine.
Sam. You're
no,
so
I got
close.
15 minutes and I'm out.
Sam.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Burning so my face. It's burning my face.
Yeah. It's like a baby.
June 1st, my new smack show is in the belly room. It's Wednesday at 10 o'clock. It's got Jason Tebow as hosting. We just had Mike Costa. It's got Steven Renazizi.
And I'm selling tickets
Gareth
if you want
Reynolds,
to meet me.
Jerry Rocha. Eleanor Kerrigan. Danish and O'Neill.
Oh, that'll be a fun show. That'll be really good. How much are tickets?
$10.
Where do you get them?
You
just
go
want Ari
to comedystore.com.
No, I'm going to sell
or
this on
go
eBay.
To laughstuff.com.
Just Ari?
No, everybody.
I want to sign it.
Jeez. You're the one selling it.
It's
you
a
want
strong shirt.
Us two to sign it?
Everybody signs it.
It hurts.
You guys think you're going to take the value away if you sign it?
I absolutely would 100% take the value away by signing this.
I'm leaving. I'm ready to quit the show.
Okay, as of right now, what do you guys think for titles, NBA title? Where do you think the championship round is, and what do you think? I'm still sticking with Toronto.
I'm going to go Cleveland versus OKC.
Cleveland versus OKC. I'm going Toronto versus OKC. And I honestly thought Toronto matched up well with Golden State. I don't think they match up as well with OKC. So that might hurt me, my prediction. But, yeah, I'm going to go Toronto-OKC with Toronto as a champion. I hope it's Golden State, though. Or Toronto.
Why do you want Golden State? Fuck them.
I don't know. 73
anybody
wins.
Anybody but Golden State. That's my theory.
I wouldn't mind. Anybody but LeBron right now. That's what I say. I
Why?
Don't want
Why
Cleveland.
Why would you want LeBron?
Fuck him.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay, that's not reason.
Good point. just because he's such a fucking, I don't know, the way he moved to Miami, just the way he's fucking cocky, the way he shits on Steph Curry's MVP. It's just like, I just don't like him. The same way I didn't like Jordan.
What just happened here, Tebow?
Nothing.
Why are you throwing stuff?
I'm not. Just
You're throwing water know. Where there's equipment.
There's no equipment. It did look
That's
like
not
you,
equipment.
It did look like you were throwing a temper tantrum, the way you threw that water.
Fucking.
Did you get a text from somebody saying that they're pregnant? What happened?
Nothing's happening. We're fine. And you know I didn't get anybody pregnant. First of all, I'm firing blanks.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Congratulations. How
Thank
you, know
you
that?
Dude.
How do you know? Did you taste it? Are you, oh, that's blank.
That's what I did. I tasted it.
Wait, how do you know that? Are you joking? I'd love to follow blank, fire blanks.
I mean, I don't come with anybody else in the room, so it's pretty hard to get somebody pregnant.
I can't take this anymore.
Sam, shut up.
It hurts my face. I've done it long enough.
Sam,
I've done it long enough.
The bet was do it for a show. That's so easy.
You won.
Just do it for the 2-hour show.
You won. You won. Okay, you won.
Go through it, Sam. Let's just talk about sports.
No, my face is hurting.
Sam, it's not hurting. It's itchy a little bit. What is going on with this temper tantrum soda you're making?
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Oh God, you're crumbling bottles. Like, yeah. What are you doing?
You guys, I'm in studio for the first time in so long. I won't be back in studio for so long. Maybe June is the next time.
Really?
Maybe June or fucking winter.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my face hurts so bad.
I'm going to hang this on my wall, actually.
It hurts so bad.
Okay. See, I'm such a fan. I'm really going to hang this on my wall.
So when's the next UFC?
You're going to wipe off Brendan Schaub's cum off your tits on that.
I would not do anything with either of them. They're so gross.
Yeah.
They're so sleazy.
That's what we want to hear. That's what we want to hear.
I think they're hilarious, but I think you guys are hilarious, too. I don't want to sleep with them.
I don't know. Their show just blew up. I don't know why ours hasn't.
Oh, they had Fox.
So the guy with pubes on
Fox
his face, right?
You know whose show?
You know
who
was at my taping yesterday?
The Dollop.
The Dollop. What is that?
Gareth Reynolds' show it's huge. I hear it's like the second big show on All Things Comedy. I hear.
By the way, let me just say this. I need a little help filling up a show, my storytelling show.
I'm not going to help.
Okay, I'll do it. It's the alternative one. It's got Maria Bamford, Andy Kindler, Rory Scovel, Tom Papa. And it's tomorrow night.
Tom Papa's alternative?
Well, he's the least alternative of those.
Man, there's a lot of white people, white guys on that show.
It's no credit white guys. That's the problem. Getting no credit white guys in. If Rogan wants to do it, and Kreischer wants to do it, and Brian Regan wants to do it, and Louis Anderson wants to do it, it's like, yeah, sure, of course you're in. And now where are we? We're fucking full of white dudes. So that's why you got to find some other people. If you guys get credits, I can get you on instantly. Any white guy can get on with credits. That's not hard. Right? It's easy. We get in a fucking drop of a hat. It's no credit white guys. That's where we're stuck.
Well, now it's no credit white guys.
Would you please tell Comedy Central that I'll be at Piccadilly's all month?
I'll let them know. For sure, I'll let them know.
Hosting 4 open mics a day?
Anyway, go to theblacklistnyc.com/tinh.htm. I know it's long. Or go to my Twitter account. You'll see it. And put in code S6. It's the early show on Wednesday. I need more people there because I don't want to have a half full fucking taping. So Maria Bamford, if you're a Maria Bamford fan or Kindler fan.
Isn't it in town?
It is. It's Cheetahs. Cheetahs, L.A.
I love Maria Bamford.
She's great, right?
She's next level awesome.
Yeah. She's great. I'm really happy
she's
on.
She's next level awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's the new Jonathan Winters. That she's this incredibly hilarious human being. That is a little mentally off.
A little mentally off. And nobody's like, I don't hate her comedy. Nobody says that.
I've never heard her, anybody.
She's one with, she has that new Netflix show, right?
Uh-huh.
What's it called?
Lady Dynamite?
It's
Lady
so
Dynamite.
Fucking funny.
You've seen it? Is that
I watched 7 episodes last night.
Oh, wow.
Dude, she's
I watched that
hilarious.
Show.
She's one of those like Zach.
I fell in love. I've always loved her. I thought she was hilarious. But it is so my style of comedy.
Really?
It is
She's
so
one of those
my
like Zach,
style of comedy.
Where people go like, what do we do with her? And be like, whatever they want, man. They're awesome. Just let them do something funny. And people
yeah,
will
dude,
tune
dude, yeah.
It's really
yeah,
good?
It's, I love it.
Well, tell us about
I
it.
I loved it. It's just her life, and it goes from the past to the present to, you know, of her mental breakdown a little bit.
Yeah.
She kind of plays herself. But, like, you know, she's like, oh, I'm going to be doing a stand-up benefit for my neighborhood. And, like, not Andy Kindler, but who's the other fucking alternative comedy police?
Patton Oswalt
is playing a cop. And then he's like, he calls cut. And then everyone's, like, walking around and giving people stuff. He's like, you're not really going to do stand-up in your own show. It's been done, like, a billion times, you know? Like, and then all that. So they break
oh, really?
The wall
oh,
a lot.
Cool.
But just all the little fucking nuances of,
my face hurts
of, like there's one thing of like, Locked Up Abroad.
Yeah.
Her manager's like, hey, we got your new show, Locked Up Abroad, for the pilot. And she's like, that show's been going on for a long time. He goes, no, it's Lock Up a Broad. And then it's like, it cuts to her, like, on the, it looks like the set of, like, one of those, like, million-dollar question kind of game shows. And she's like, this woman needs to learn a valuable lesson, and let's see if she learns to not talk out of turn on Lock Up Broad.
They sent her to jail for talking out of turn.
All the names of the bars and the clubs they go to. She gets a job doing a voiceover for a show about a whale, and she's like, oh, you know, her friends are kind of busting her balls about it. She's like, what are you talking about? It's great money, and it's produced. It's a show about SeaWorld produced by Dr. Bill Cosby. How can this go wrong?
Yeah.
Kids love SeaWorld and everybody loves Bill Cosby. There's just a million fucking little ding, 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 ding.
Oh, that's funny.
Really good.
I'd love to see you and Maria Bamford fuck.
I'd love to see that too.
I think you'd make it happen. I think you could hit it. Is she married?
Yes. I think she is.
I think she is, yeah. I just
are they in an open relationship? I mean, you look like you swing
from a tree.
If you want to see her tell a story on my show tomorrow night, Wednesday night at the 7:30 show, go to theblacklistnyc.com/tinh.htm and put S6 in the code.
11 minutes. 11 minutes.
We've almost done it, man.
Till I shave this beard.
No, not 11 minutes. 24 minutes. 25 minutes.
Suck a dick, Ari.
I can't believe you would go all the way to the end and then not go to the end.
Okay.
How much booze is in this?
There is alcohol in there. I actually got that shit off my hand. It was stuck to my hands, my fingers. I got it right off. I don't even know if I had to buy the solvent.
Buy the solvent.
Oh man.
Did you guys see here's what I think is ridiculous about this Stephen A. Smith apology to Canada.
What did Stephen A. Smith say to Canada to have to apologize?
Wasn't a real apology. It was just a fucking theatrical apology, wasn't it? Or was it?
Yeah, but it's stupid for him to bitch about everything that he bitches about when you think about his luxurious job.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of people that would love his job.
Yeah, sure.
He makes a lot of money.
Talk
and
shit
he goes
about sports.
To a lot of sporting events for free, and he gets some pretty sweet seats, and he gets to meet a lot of cool people.
Yeah.
And for him to be like, now I gotta go back to Canada, brother. I gotta deal with the goddamn TSA people again. I thought I'd never have to go to Canada again, and now I do, and I'm sorry. Oh, dude, shut the fuck up. You have such a luxurious job, and you're complaining that now you gotta fly to Canada and sit courtside and interview basketball players for $1 million.
Game 5 of an Easter Conference
what
final.
What a shitty life. What a shitty life!
You literally look like a red state. You do. You look like
I fucking hate that stuff. Guy.
Yeah, it's going to be a game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. It's an amazing game.
And you get to go to every game in the NBA playoffs and the NBA Finals, and you're mad.
He's
you
shitting
gotta
about
fly
he's
to Canada.
About border guards. The border guards.
Yep.
Making him do a line and showing his passport.
Yep.
What are you here for? I'm here for work. Do you have your papers? Yeah, they're right here. Mm. Okay,
brother, you gotta know who I am.
Stamp, stamp, go.
No, they're probably busting his balls because he was fucking shitting on their team. I'd do it too.
And the border guards don't know about that.
Cephalophagus.
They do.
They're fucking women and fat dudes eating donuts.
But they, none of Canada's hockey teams are in the playoffs. Okay,
for the first time ever.
Take That's it from crazy. A guy wearing a dick pube beard. I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I'm wearing one too.
Okay. They fucking know exactly what's going on. There's 20 million of them. They have one professional sports team that's doing well right now, and it's the fucking Raptors. All right, let's end the show.
Raptors. No,
what?
Hold on.
But the energy is slowing down in here like bad.
Energy slow down. What should we talk about? Let's do a topic. Let's do a non-sports topic.
Can we get some calls? Nobody's calling in. When did people stop calling into this show?
I guess when we stopped.
When you guys started fighting about it.
Okay,
you call.
You're on the air. 244. What's where are you calling from?
What are you calling in? Have I done this a lot long enough?
518, Albany, New York.
Albany, New York, upstate. Sam, put that away.
Oh,
put
shit.
That away.
I used to bang a chick from Albany.
The show.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know if you guys mentioned this yet, but did you hear about Mayhem Miller's fight this weekend at Venator FC in Italy?
No.
I assumed it was at a fucking Arby's parking lot.
No, how'd it go?
No, I was weird. He was supposed to fight for the title against Luke Barnett at 185, but he weighed in at 209.
Yeah.
So he was like 25 pounds overweight.
Jesus
he
Christ.
Wound up fighting a light heavyweight guy and lost in the first round, I think. But bad night for Mayhem, I guess.
I feel for him.
But,
I don't want to say anything about Mayhem Miller, man. I just think that guy is down an interesting road.
He walked in the Comedy Store. Did you hear that story? He showed up at the Comedy Store holding a street sign wrapped in police tape like a mummy.
He was wrapped in police tape?
Yes,
like
sir. And everybody's like, ugh. All the door guys are like, yeah. We'd love
oh, they had to kick him
in.
Out one time. And everybody was freaking out.
They wouldn't let him in that time. And it was like, fuck, man, what are we going to do?
He's dangerous is the problem.
He's like.
Usually people that walk into a bar holding a street sign and wrapped in police tape, it was still on the pole. It wasn't like he broke the sign off. He was carrying it like Jesus, somebody carrying
what
that
pole?
Big cross.
What pole?
Street sign pole.
Oh, actually.
He had the whole pole and
was
the street
it stop
sign.
Sign.
No, it was like the fucking
oh, like
streets.
Hollywood and Sunset or
whatever. Yeah.
Wow.
Holy shit! I told dude Adam well, Hunter. I told him, I'm like, dude, you gotta watch out for that guy. And every time Hunter hangs out with him, he gets punched in the face.
He punches Hunter in the face.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
It's sad. He was a cool guy, and he's gone down a bad road.
I think he just doesn't have enough love in his life.
I think he has.
We all need love in our lives, guys.
Maybe you could sponsor him.
And I think.
I think he just kind of snapped, man. He got kind of this big thing going, got hit in the head a lot. And then I think he's trying to do something along the Kardashians where keep his name in the news, and it just went nuts. All right, we got a new caller. Caller.
That goes nuts for guys because. Caller,
you're... Oh, okay. I was going to about to say you're off with Punch Drunk, but go ahead. Yeah. what are you calling from, Sam?
I'm calling from Boulder, Ohio.
What's up?
First off, Sam, I wanted to congratulate you on your beard. You look like an Amish teenager on Rum Springer.
Thank you, dude.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Question. I missed the beginning of the show. Did you guys talk about the Jose Bautista...
The what?
He hung up before he said anything.
Wow, that was really that was a weird kind of...
Jose Bautista.
Oh, the punch in the face?
We talked about that last week.
Yeah.
He hung up on himself.
That's...
Mid-word, too. Yeah. Mid-sentence, mid-word.
I know who's the winner on that one.
That was one of the weirdest
hang-ups.
I
bet you we got him back. Hey, you're on with Punch Drunk Sports, home of the pube beard.
Oh.
Hey, you're on with Punch Drunk.
That means talk now.
Is he there?
You're off with Punch Drunk Sports. That's my new joke.
You son of a
boom!
Bitch.
Boom!
Son of a bitch.
God damn it. What else can we talk? Baseball? I'm kind of over it already.
Baseball, I'm done. The Yankees are fucking finished.
Are they done?
They're finished. They're out of
Cardinals
last place.
Suck.
They're out of
the
last
Yankees
place.
The Yankees suck. And the Dodgers suck. And what just happened to the Cubs? Talk about a shit the bed.
What happened?
They just, dude, they were killing everybody. Now they're like, they were 2-8 in their last 10.
No way, really?
Yeah. They fell off hard.
What's their lead right now?
Not that much, man. They're back to the pack.
We'll find out in 10 minutes. As I mean. And learns, like, what is baseball?
They're still arguably the best team in baseball.
Yeah, they're still up.
I mean,
what are they? How many games up are they right now?
Let me get that.
Oh, hurry up, fight nanny!
I'm doing it too.
Who's gonna win? The guy who's not supposed to do it, or the person who's here just to do this shit?
They're up 5 in their division.
Well, guys, who's not supposed to do it? Up 5. That is still tight. Before it was 8.5.
Yeah,
and it was like running away. 5 is like
they were way
with
out.
With what? 100 games left. How many games have they played?
They have 120 left.
Oh, that's a fucking battle then.
All right, while you're out here, watch some post-Dodger game interviews with David Roberts.
Really?
Our new manager. Dude, you just have he has a look in his eye going, what the fuck is going on with this team? Like, Puig is fucking retarded.
That's all the standings right there.
Yep.
Puig's retarded.
Puig is retarded. He hasn't played well since
we have
first...
like, dude, we lost a game to a walk-off walk.
No way.
The guy couldn't try, and he's like, they were interviewing Dave Roberts after the thing. He's like, I assumed he was going to get a strike. I assumed he was going to throw a strike. I assumed he was going to try to strike him out. Why would you walk somebody?
I mean, baseball is such a marathon, too. It's like, I hate when it's like, you know, someone's like fucking 9-2 and like, dude, we're fucking. I'm like, dude, you have 1,000 games left. You have 1,000 games left.
Yeah. I mean, they'll win the division probably because Pittsburgh's pretty good. 24-19.
Pittsburgh's good.
St. Louis is 24-21. These guys could all rattle off some wins.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Milwaukee and Cincy, forget about it.
St. Louis, number 2 in home runs, number 1 in runs scored.
Well, let's relax a little bit.
Number 1 in your heart?
Oh, yeah. Number 1 in my heart, for sure.
You have that much of a pitching problem? Plus 51 run scoring differential.
You have that much of a pitching problem?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
A pitching problem.
Well,
today's a weird day. We just go big gaps of not talking. What's going on, guys?
All right, get off your phone.
I'm sitting on my fucking pizza. All right, get off my phone.
You know why?
You ruined us.
Wow.
By putting this on my face, I moved from there. If I was here, it would be a different show.
You asked to move.
You did that.
I love the deflection on that.
It's your fault.
I love the deflection.
The fans are loving this because the fight nanny's in both shots.
With her legs spread open.
Show your asshole a little bit. Just show your asshole a little bit. I do it every week on Twitter.
I figured Aaron made it, so I wasn't on still.
Why do you?
As she leans into the camera this way.
I moved this way.
I was on the camera. Finan, what's it going to take for you to show everybody your butt?
Yeah.
Not much.
Oh, okay.
Can I glue some my pubic hairs to your butt?
Sure.
What?
Okay. Give me that fucking thing.
No. Not on camera.
Okay. Over there?
Yeah. You want people's heads explode? Show us your butt.
Why do you want my asshole hairy, though?
Yeah, why do you? That's so weird.
That's not a good look.
To keep other guys away from it.
Okay. Keep it more Jewish?
We don't have hairy. I have a hairy eye.
Yeah, you girls do have hairy, but that's fine. I like the fur.
You ever get a hairy nipple? You guys ever seen a hairy nipple? Like right around the nip line? Like, guys,
they're going to be at Tampa Bay Improv next week. I'm so excited.
That's cool. Have you guys ever seen hairy nipples?
Yeah.
I've seen women
who had a big crazy hair coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
I still attack that tit.
They need to pluck it. That's uncalled for.
Pluck it. You're going to shave before you fuck and not pluck your nip hair?
Well, let me ask you something. Like, this whole... I love women that are like, we're going to grow our armpit hair. And it's like, okay, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, obviously, free country.
Yeah, people are not going to be cool with that.
You can stop showering if you want.
Yeah, exactly.
They'd be like, armpit hair and pubic hair in the fucking... 1500s, they didn't shave that. It's like, yeah, well, they didn't shower either.
Yeah, so and they also fucking put holes in your head to release demons when you had a headache. You know what I'm saying? Like, the rules that we fucking apply way back in the fucking day don't apply to today.
Right.
That's the thing about religion. Back when Jesus was around, they didn't have cars or phones or fleshlights. They didn't have anything.
The internet, we couldn't communicate with each other.
There's nothing! The rules have changed! It was all a lie.
Agreed.
Caller, you're on with Punch. Hello? Caller, turn off your radio.
I'm sorry. I got cut off with you earlier.
No, you hung up on us.
Why'd you hang up on yourself with Mr. Petit?
You hung up on yourself.
We've never had a hang up on yourself mid-sentence.
I fucked up something. But
what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? AT&T 2004?
Dude, we're having a fight for... most retarded call of the day. This guy's in on it.
You're close.
It's the other guy. And what did the other guy talk about?
He said nothing. He made a joke that didn't go anywhere.
What was the joke again?
It's something about you, but
you
it was
being
like
fast.
Okay, dude, just know you're in contention for retard caller of the day.
Okay,
well this question might win for a worst question of the day, but hey, I'm just wondering. With Rogue Ned Oder's punch, he showed a lot of real good form on that. Do you think Dana White should give him a shot at McGregor?
Who?
I really am excited.
The guy that punched Batista.
Oh, okay. Sure, it's a
you
dumb call.
You think he deserves a
fun.
Shot at McGregor?
Yeah, I think so. Why not? Let them punch each other to death.
Listen, dude.
Throw him in the ring together.
Let everybody fight.
Dude, that was a good punch. That was just straight, clean.
And, dude, it was fast. Like, they've shown him he gets in a bunch of fights.
Yeah.
He always has a bam. He gets in there very quick. He doesn't even wait to see if it's actually going to fight.
He just assumes
it's going to be a fight. Because Batista's like, we're doing the
push shove thing. Oh, you want to go? You want to go? I'll go. You want to go? You want to go?
Most of your professional fights are white boy fights.
Yeah.
And they're just, yeah, yeah, you want some? Yeah. Okay, where's everybody come to break this up? That's what most of it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This guy's straight out of a third world. They don't wait for that shit. They don't have time to fucking see if it's going to be a white boy.
And he had done that before. He did that before in like a double-A league. Like,
yeah, and he's just like, bam, and he just hits you real quick.
Did he get suspended for it? What's the punishment?
Eight games.
That's not bad. It's fun. He got the press.
Yeah.
He'll get more, whatever he loses in income.
He'll probably get some All-Star votes.
Yeah. Get some Natty Light sponsors.
He was born in like 1995. So
really?
Batista has 14 years on him, which makes it kind of even more embarrassing.
Batista has some weird kind of gay face, too.
He does have a little bit of a gay face.
Like,
they
look like they got the DSL lips where they just want to chug dick?
There should be more fights in sports, like full-on fights. Let him go.
I'm really amazed that nobody did anything to Draymond Green after that kick. That he was allowed to get in the game and nothing violent happened.
Yeah, the rest of the people thought it was on purpose. Like, wait, you purposely kicked one of our guys in the dick and hurt him really bad? We're going to let you go?
Yeah. I can't
Durant Westbrook, like, for sure was on purpose.
Yeah, why are you doing that?
The only one with the balls to do anything about it just got kicked in the nuts.
Yeah, that's true.
By the way, that Adams guy is fucking great.
He is great.
Oh, yeah.
I wish, dude, do what the Cavs did. They put in, like, their 14th, 15th guy, and they go,
let
just
him get
fuck him up.
Let him get suspended, exactly. When it's a blowout, as soon as it's a blowout, it's over, fuck him up, go to the bench and fucking punch him in the face.
Yeah.
Get suspended.
Yeah.
And be like, don't worry, we're giving you a ring.
Hit Draymond. The people must be afraid of Draymond Green. That must be it. They must think that guy's super ghetto crazy.
Might be racism.
Is he, what?
Maybe it's just racism. They're afraid of black
people. In
what
sense?
They're afraid of black
people. Well, everybody out there is black people.
Yeah, black people are racist too.
Black people afraid of black
people?
They
are.
Yeah.
And maybe the darker the black, the more they're afraid.
He is midnight.
I got a couple black friends that are in the Klan.
Yeah.
Really?
What?
I had a couple black friends that are in the Klan.
Really?
Brian Moses is in the Ku Klux Klan. Quincy Weekly is in the Ku Klux Klan. A lot of people don't know that shit.
Oh, I didn't know that at all.
Is that the Klan like the Black Illuminati?
No, they just really don't like
the
black people, gays, Mexicans, anybody that's not white and for white power.
Okay.
Not white ain't right.
Yep.
We were talking yesterday. Thanks for calling in, dude.
Thanks
we were talking
calling.
Yesterday yeah. that Brian Moses, as much as he's won with the roast battles, he has lost in intramural basketball. There's never been a black person with a worse losing record than Brian fucking Moses.
Really?
Yep. Every team he was on never won a game.
Never won a game.
Never won a game.
Did I ever tell you the story about when Moses came out of the closet?
No, tell me about it. That's great.
Not in a gay way, but back when, like a long time ago when I was hooking up with Sambari.
Yeah.
And so like the first time we were at her place, so we're like, you know, get there late at night. We're hooking up that night. Then we wake up in the morning and like, you know, having sex then. Then the closet door opens.
Yeah. What?
Her closet door opens and it's Brian Moses. Like this.
Who's
in
this?
His boxing shorts.
Brian Moses?
Boxing shorts.
Who's
and he
house?
Just goes, what's up,
Sambari,
T?
Put your phone away next time.
Yeah, no shit, man. I'll tell the whole story again. Anyways, he comes out of the closet after like we had fucked that night and we fucked in the morning.
He was in the closet
the
time?
Whole time.
He was
and I'm like laying
closet?
In bed naked and the closet door opens and he's like, what's up, T?
You didn't have to go to the bathroom?
And I'm like,
you heard?
She goes, oh, yeah, Brian lives in my closet. I'm like, he's been in there all night?
I don't have a problem with
probably.
That. I'd ask him if he has any notes.
Yeah, any feedback?
But,
game?
I mean, I wouldn't have been saying some of the things I was saying.
Oh, like you like that black dick, don't you? You
yeah.
Like straight
yeah.
Cunt?
I was like, you better get
that black bastard Moses out of your life. She's like, why are you talking about that while you're fucking me?
Because I'm giving it to you.
That is...
The lady's leg is at the grating shit.
Is Sambari still around at all?
She did a show with her this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Just batting her eyelashes through everything.
What do you mean?
Just batting her eyelashes.
I mean, she was on the show.
Enough said.
More than I've done. More than I've done. She was on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely gets weird. Well, I'm done.
I'd say this episode is pretty good.
Sam, I got to say, kudos for paying off the bet. Always kudos.
Tebow, we're going to hear about Whitney.
What do I have to do now?
We're going
to
hear about Whitney, and you're going to periscope it.
I know, but what are the... I know all that. Well, I don't know what I have to do with all that shit. I'm saying, what do I have to do...
If you don't,
what were the two that I lost?
You got to be homeless.
homeless
$20. Yeah, that's a good one. What's
the sign for you? And what was the other one?
I'm wondering if being homeless and getting $20. Okay.
No, he's got to give. No, he's got to give the $20 to the homeless
people. No, I got to put an amendment. What? You can't know the people giving you the money.
We've always said from the get go. Yeah. No ringers.
No ringers.
Why? Why do you?
Only Sam's mind goes to how can I cheat on this. How can
You're
I not
the
pay
only
off the
one obsessed about cheating.
It's Armenian, man.
But nobody
That's
else has tried
Armenian.
To cheat on that.
Be culturally sensitive. That's who he is. That's his race.
Okay, all right.
They're a race of swindlers and cheats.
And you do owe one more. Mr. I've paid them all off. You still haven't worn the I Heart Black Cock shirt.
When?
What was that one?
Yeah, when is that one?
Not yeah, we're just figuring it out.
It's 100% you know. Because then you're like, James is going to send me the shirt. James is going to send me the shirt.
James never sent me the shirt.
And then we're like, just do it with a Sharpie.
James never sent me the shirt.
Yeah, he always goes to that stuff that's not part of the bet. But the, James said he was going to do it. James said after the bet was made that he was going to do it. And then he like
when
relies
he gets
on
me
like,
the shirt, I'll do it.
My favorite was, I can't find a Lakers jersey.
I found a Lakers jersey.
Couldn't find a Lakers jersey in Los Angeles.
No, that wasn't what he said. No, that was he couldn't find the Washington Nationals hat.
Yeah.
No,
Lakers jersey. Oh, yeah, he did have a problem getting that. He was like, I don't want to buy a Lakers jersey for
I got
to have to wear.
Jersey.
He borrowed one.
I found a fucking Washington Nationals hat.
That one was hard, though, the Nationals
hat. I fucking watched 2 hours of gay porn. I've done a hit off of your asshole, and I fucking got a pube beard. All right? So everybody here can suck my dick. Hey, who's...
suck your dick in the bag of bags.
No. Who's
Isn't that
who's
a thing?
How many have you done?
I've done at least the nipple ring.
Nipple ring? Diaper?
Diaper. I forgot about diaper.
Jerk off in the studio.
Jerk off watching you guys. I mean, I forget these because I pay them off.
I forget
incident,
them too. I had
incident.
A dildo corn. I had to do the photo Playgirl photo spread. Tweet all those. I had to tweet every time I came for a week.
Oh, I wore fucking Nick Youssef's cum sock
Socks.
On my foot.
That's true.
I've done some really shitty ones.
Who's done the worst one? Let's be honest.
Josh
Martin with cum rag on his face.
By far.
Piercing my nipple was
the
most
physical.
That's
probably the second.
Yeah, but I think that in a weird way that fit your style. This androgynous, I go both ways kind of vibe you have.
What? That is not my style.
Anyone got that? The way he sits, that if he chugged a little dick once in a while, would we all be surprised?
That is not... Aaron, why don't you get back to farting and stop laughing so much?
Okay.
Aaron, you know what would be great for you? You should come join me at the San Francisco Fart Festival this summer where I'll be headlining a pie-eating contest.
Which stage is that on?
That's on the Brown stage.
Okay, cool. You guys... It's been a fun podcast.
Guys, I'm going to be at the Tampa Bay Improv soon. Guys, here's what's going on.
Dates out. We got to get these dates out.
Okay. We need...
I'm in Baltimore this weekend, Friday, Saturday only.
I'm going to set up
Nashville
that thing. We're going to get... we need to get t-shirts going. I think one great one is...
Red State Teep.
I wish we could make a blow-up doll to fight Nanny. I think we'd sell a bunch of them.
A blow-up... a fuck doll.
Yeah. Yeah. Just put her face on it and just see how many we'd sell. And then everyone could upload them humping the...
Oh,
that'd be great.
I would get so much stuff.
I mean, we could just tape an actual, like, photo picture of her face and tape it to one of those fatty patty things. and just
maybe
fucking
we'll get,
railing.
Maybe we'll get the sheep one, the little blow-up sheep. We'll put her face...
Yeah.
I think just a fleshlight. We could get a fleshlight mold of her pussy and sell that.
No, but we want face.
Yeah, but those blow-up dolls... It's like fucking a balloon. A
I
fleshlight
know, right?
feels. You get a
I'm sorry. We
feel.
Want to make it actually enjoyable for the people who buy it.
You charge $300 for these things.
I'm saying you can make a fleshlight. It could actually really feel like her real pussy.
How would we know? Are you going to tell us? Oh yeah, that feels.
No,
just
they
like
make
it.
The mold of it,
and we can have it already coming with the cum dripping out of it from the last guy. She fucked last hour.
That's pretty good. I don't know if I don't...
How about that, dude?
That's a lot
we
to
make
juggle.
One mold, and it, we have to send it to each guy, and everybody takes a turn wrecking it. Then they send it back, and we see exactly how
to
use it.
That's better. We just make one.
You can't clean it. You just got to fuck it.
We make one.
You go in?
And then you put on the package with authentic smells.
Yeah. Oh. And we just see how pregnant it is by the time it gets back. Guys, this has been one of the worst moments of my life. I probably will never come back from this. Any hope of getting anything going in my career is finally over. My 8 years of having awful fucking luck just got worse. And
I love how, by the way, your wardrobe right now is group love, a fucking cool, hip band mixed with the fucking garbage ass Raiders. On
garbage ass Raiders.
I'm so, I hope they go to We're Vegas so bad. I hope they go to Vegas. I hope they go to Vegas.
Me
I hope
too.
They go to Vegas.
Me too. Why not?
Well, I know. Why not? Definitely not LA. Go to Vegas.
Guys, if you think of a way to make the show better, please let me know.
All right, where are you going to be? We got anything you want to plug last before we wrap it up?
Nashville, June 8th. Baltimore this weekend. And come to my Storyteller show. Follow that link and come tomorrow night for that alt show. Hasta la vista.
Once again, you guys, come see me at Slam Dancers. I'll be at Slam Dancers at the next leap year. And then again, my TED Talk at the Moscow School of Dance and Medicine. Suck it.